Hey,
Yes,
we're
sir.
on episode 16. 16?
I thought
17. No. Fuck me.
Episode
18.
Aren't you looking at it?
I am. This fucking bodes well.
Are you retarded?
I might be. I have been continually sick for like the past month.
Aww.
I'm pretty sure I'm just hauling my hollowed out carcass around at this point.
Aww.
Who wants to tell me what happened at whatever number last time was?
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
As well you shouldn't. I'm not sure you were actually here.
It was a very Will and Clarissa light episode.
Hmm. The police wanted to shoot
us. There was a
down.
Fight.
Mm.
So a car... Well, an armored van slammed into Arthur's car. Okay. And the three men inside there.
Two.
Okay. Two men inside there had a goal of, one, apparently maiming Arthur and stealing the thing. The orrery.
A thing.
But what's an
I mean,
orrery?
There might have been the third with the claws trying to grab the thing, but
yeah, from underneath the car.
But there were two inside the van who stepped out.
Oh, okay. Yep, and a fight ensued. I believe the guys inside got pretty roundly beaten, actually.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was certainly hit by a car that Kyle was driving. The orrery was not snatched at that point, at which point our heroes then made the mistake of going to the police. And they were taken in for questioning, something, the orrery was stolen out of the car in the parking lot of the police station.
Okay. It is important to note that the orrery was broken.
Was broken, that's right. Mm. Yes, Ava broke it.
You seem to break a lot of things.
Using, well, you broke it. You meant to break it.
Mm.
And again, you also meant to break that dude's house. So
he just loves breaking things.
Yeah. Yeah, that happened, and then there was talking after that.
Yes, there was talking after that, in which Ava got the police department to use their tracking dogs to try to find out who broke into the car. Unexpectedly, that actually yielded a result, leading to a man called Dominic Valker.
Oh, that's right.
Hmm.
Who?
And then, for some odd reason... We thought it was some, like, lobster vampire, and then for some odd reason, Alan, Tom's character, decided that it was Hans.
Yes, well...
Actually, it turns out we had a picture of a vampire breaking into the car, and then the person that we were led to was Hans.
Yes.
So
who
you,
is apparently
you connected the dots that way.
An assistant coroner called Dominic Vackler.
Mm-hmm. So... It turns out
it was back in time for some reason.
Yes.
All I was doing was following a lead.
Yes, Alan put one and one together, and then shoved it violently into Hans's face.
Uh huh.
He's
like,
one
look at this
one
thing.
Together and got eight.
No, well, I mean, it's a sensible conclusion. There's definitely some room to argue about the way in which it was presented, but Hans did not take well to it, and it very nearly came to murder. Death kill.
Yep.
Drove a rift between us, and I instructed Ava to call the other kings, except
just
for Sierra.
Well, the one king.
Well... No, I said to call the king
Comstock?
Of Comstock, Sandra, and the queen.
Nope, you just told me Comstock, and
I
decided
pretty
to
sure
add
I said,
Sandra.
I'm pretty
sure.
I
was listening to this earlier today.
Okay. Well, I definitely meant to say call the other monarchs, but I guess apparently I only specified Comstock.
It is established. I remember she said Comstock and Sandra.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, that's unfortunate. I would think that you would call your own leader.
And say that someone was trying to frame Hans.
Mm-hmm. And it's all going to point to Alan.
I don't see how it could possibly point to me, but okay.
Because you know, were like, hey, you did this shit.
Yeah, but he's also the one now saying it wasn't him, he was being framed.
Yes. We have proof now that he was being framed.
That I got.
Yes. unfortunately.
You actually would not have gotten that proof if I had not stalled him.
Actually, no. He would have still walked by those cameras, and I would have still gone in.
Okay, I quit. I am doing zero detective work here. Never mind. Apparently, I'm throwing around wild accusations.
Don't worry.
With no,
you're not the only one.
Yes, but wild accusations is the way to go.
Yes. But the thing is, unlike your wild accusations, my wild accusations actually have some root.
Yes. We were pretty sure you caused the Holocaust. Okay.
You always had some basis.
No, he built the bridge. He built the bridge that dogs commit suicide on.
I'm also very, very glad that I didn't metagame and I went on that long tirade about how it is. There's nothing in the rules that says that a dog can't play basketball.
Yes, because
as it turns out, there is.
Yes, I didn't know that there was something in the rules that suggests that you can only be one type of crazy person. One type of superhuman.
Mm. No, well, there's no reason your characters would ever know that either.
Yeah. Right.
So I could definitely have my suspicions that Hans is a vampire and a changeling at the same time.
I mean, we can't say there aren't any black geese.
He might also be a mummy.
We can't say
sure
he could
also
be a mummy.
A werewolf.
We can't say that all geese are white either.
Okay. I haven't seen all with geese. The recapulation.
I actually forgot that the final episode of Reboot ended with I am the very modern Major General.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what's going on anymore.
I linked it in chat.
Yeah, at the end of the... Actually, no, that was end of the
it
third
was the last
season.
Episode.
I see what you're doing. Because you refuse to acknowledge the horrible abortion of the fourth season.
I don't... What is happening in my game?
We're talking about Reboot. Remember one of your favorite shows?
Oh, I like the... Wait, I don't remember which one was the fourth season.
The one where Megabyte comes back yet again, and then it ended halfway through because the show lost funding and was canceled?
Yep.
Okay.
So anyway.
Yes. It is early in the evening that same day.
That same day? Hmm.
In this very courtroom.
Clarissa has just left for work. It being autumn, it is already pitch black out.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And there is a slow, firm knock on the door to the apartment that Will and Clarissa share.
Okay, I shall go through my usual business with the door.
Whereupon you stare through the thing?
No. No, that's not the usual business. The usual business is I open it.
Okay.
Oh.
The second part of your usual business is generally closing it immediately.
Yes. But I need to see what's out there. I need to know what I'm slamming the door into. Or who's
you see a tall, slender policeman with dark, swept back hair and a weathered, tired look to his face, standing there.
Oh, shouldn't slam the door in his face. So not the usual business with the door. Hello, officer. Could I help you?
Yes, are you Will McKinley?
Indeed I am. For what reason do I owe you the pleasure of this visit?
I have to ask you a couple questions. May I come in?
You know what? I'd rather we do it out here. My apartment's kind of messy.
Okay. Let's start again. I have this here warrant. So, I'm going in.
Oh, okay. Come on in, I guess.
He steps inside. He seems to be alone, which seems kind of odd.
Did he actually show you a warrant?
He hasn't.
Did he just say this here warrant?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he starts looking around your apartment.
So, what pray tell does that warrant say you're looking for?
Looking for a girl. Specifically an underage girl.
I see, an underage girl. Hmm. There's certain... No, there's none here.
Right now.
So, you won't mind if I take a look around, then?
I mean, sure, I guess have a look around.
He starts walking directly for Clarissa's room.
Does it look like a little girl's room?
It has a bunch of clothes in it.
Yeah, it probably just has small clothes in it.
Hey, I'm like 14. I mean, I...
And you dress like you're older, too.
Yeah.
You dress like you're a hobo.
Not now, it's too cold.
Dress like, she dresses like a someone who is in the teenage to 20-somethings range.
Yeah.
So do you live here alone, Mr. McKinley?
Mostly alone, although sometimes I am joined by, well, my girlfriend.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Yep.
Oh, he walks into the bedroom and looks, looks at the hamper and just pulls a top out dangling from one finger. How old did you say your girlfriend is?
She is 26. She just happens to be rather petite.
What's her name?
Her name is Michelle. It's Michelle.
Uh-huh. Where's Michelle now?
She's at work currently. She's not here every night. She mostly lives and works in Augusta. Mostly comes down here on weekends. We don't have the same bed because all I have is a chaise lounge to sleep in.
So?
Like a chaise lounge and a twin bed. That doesn't work. Have you tried fitting two people in a twin bed? I don't care how petite she is. That doesn't work.
What's Melissa's last name?
Braden. Sure.
Let's
say Braden.
You were supposed to say, who the hell's Melissa?
Yeah, he just said Melissa.
He did just say Melissa. Sorry, you're making me nervous. Asking questions. You know, coming to my house with a warrant.
He thinks you're a pedophile.
I'm going to cut to the chase here, Mr. McKinley.
Okay.
There's been certain accusations made by your neighbors that you are keeping an underage girl here. You apparently have no relation to. Dressing her like a prostitute and perhaps even pimping her out.
Okay.
So, reports of strange men coming here at all hours.
There were two strange men. One was a hobo looking for drugs. I guess the previous tenants dealt. We don't. So we gave him a bit of food and made him go away. The other was an old
acquaintance. What's his phone number?
It's Michelle. But...
Oh, right. Michelle.
Yeah.
And Michelle's phone number?
I'm pretty sure I don't have to answer that question. You can look around the place, but...
I think I'll do that.
Okay.
Good thing there's nothing illegal, because all of your drugs were stolen.
He starts going through Clarissa's bedroom looking for any substantiating evidence that she is an underage girl.
I don't think there's anything underage. It's just probably some library books.
Like, no letters that say, "Dear Diary, today I am 14 years old. Today,
and today's date is blank 2014.
Yes, on this, the first day of November, in this, the year of our Lord, 2014. That is how all dates should be written, by the way.
He takes out his cell phone. So, I'm just going to run a quick check on this girlfriend of yours. What did you say her last name was?
Braden.
Braden, right. Yeah. Melissa Braden?
Michelle.
Michelle Braden. Yeah, he makes a call asking for them to run a quick check for a Michelle Braden.
She said Smith.
Huh.
Should have said like Danielle Smith. Or Alicia Smith. There we are. That's it.
Or you could have just talked about Clarissa.
No.
Like, if he doesn't find anything, you could have just gone, "What? She's lying for me?"
There is that. I was planning on doing that.
This is the Michelle Braden in Philadelphia, or the one in Florida? Because that's a hell of a commute.
Well, I mean, I don't know where she's from, okay? Like, so I've only known her a few months. She's been moving kind of quickly. She could be from either Florida or Philadelphia. I don't know. How long does it take for moves to get through that system? Like 5-10 years? Something like that? Whenever they decide to register to vote?
Or get a driver's license or an ID card?
So 5 years?
So like 5 years? How long does it take for them to expire in Pennsylvania/Florida?
Like 5 years.
Yeah.
Same as pretty much any other state.
Tell you what. Why don't we go down to the station? We'll just get an official statement and have this whole thing sorted out. I'm sure you don't want people in this building to think that you're a child molesting pimp.
I honestly don't think people do. That's a really weird thing. Like, who even thinks that? I mean, certainly not the neighbor across the way from us.
Oh, yeah. I was told that he used to come by all the time until he mysteriously disappeared.
Hmm. He was a friend of ours, but... started hanging out with, you know, the wrong sorts of people.
I don't know. What sorts of people?
You know, subversive elements. By which I mean,
is this,
you know,
a race thing?
No, this isn't a race thing. It's like a drugs thing. And honestly, we haven't seen him in... How long ago was the thing?
About 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, 2 weeks. He was having his apartment fumigated because roaches, and then he just never came back. Or at least that's what his story was.
That seems to be.
So you never actually answered me about coming down to the station.
I'd honestly prefer not to. Like, I don't like this. Never mind going down to the station with you. Like, that's, I said, fine. I'm a nervous person.
You're not,
I'm prone to saying dumb things. Yet.
Well, yes, not until I get some evidence that you have abducted an underage girl and are using her for your own sexual gratification.
Oh, God. Well, I guess once that time comes, you can come back and arrest me, but I highly doubt that's going to happen because that is not happening.
Uh-huh. Well, good night, Mr. McKinley.
Yes, you have a nice night as well. And be sure to drive safe.
He starts walking out. And he stops right before he leaves. Looks back at you. You know, it's funny. I used to know a Bill McKinley. Died in a horrible house fire.
Hmm. That is quite the coincidence.
You look a little bit like him.
That is quite the coincidence indeed.
Did you have a brother with the exact same name?
No, I didn't. Although,
well, see you around.
Okay. I was going to say, I have heard people mention that.
He leaves.
Well then. That was a good lying session.
I don't see why you couldn't have just talked about Clarissa and said that you don't know how old she is.
And that you're not having sex with her.
Yeah, there's the also the you're not having sex with her, nor are you pimping her out thing. Like, you're not doing anything illegal. You have a 14-year-old girl that you're not entirely sure of the age of living with you, and there's nothing actually that's actually incriminating about that.
Well, a 14-year-old girl would have a legal guardian. That is definitely not him.
And there's no reason why we can't get him to be her legal guardian. She's also not 14.
Yeah, I was also born in the 80s, so...
Yeah, legally her age should be...
Really, really, really young for your age.
It should be... Her age should be maybe...
Well, that the fact that her documentation is not real.
Yeah, there's that too. Deflecting all that, you know, we're living fake lives thing. It's either one set of lies or another.
So, shall we change tacks? I had a feeling that was going to come up at some point.
So, Ava and Alan, what the fuck is this?
What?
Okay.
What?
Okay, moving on from whatever the fuck. Okay. Ava and Alan, you had alerted Comstock and Sandra. about this apparent frame job, but you've heard nothing back thus far.
Okay. How late is this now?
Oh, this is only like 6 o'clock.
Huh. It's happening concurrently with Kevin getting shaken down by the police.
Yes.
Yeah, if I haven't heard anything back, I'll, you know, go back home, sleep some more, because tired. Eventful days.
I'm also going to go back to my lair and sleep. Like, just rest as much as I can, because it's going to be difficult to rebuild the orrery.
Yes, indeed.
I'm still waiting on a response from them, and then maybe something else tomorrow, but nothing more today.
Okay. Alan, on the shop answering machine, you have a message.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I guess I'll listen to it.
Hi, Mr. Myers. This is Gwen from Morgana Investments. We're trying to get in touch with you. Trying to find out when you might be available to do a private consultation for us in-house. We've got a piece here that we were hoping to recruit you to work on. So you can call me back at this number at your earliest convenience.
I'm guessing it's a broken orrery.
Gwen? Not the same Gwen, right?
You presume not.
What would, you know, there also being a Gwen?
Sometimes more than one person has the same name.
That's very confusing. I had to confirm for a moment that it wasn't the Spring Queen suddenly getting in on this conspiracy.
Do you know how many fucking Kevins there are?
7.
Way more than that.
8.
There's more than that in the gay community in Providence. Around
That's my
age.
You should name yourself Kevnar.
Or Kevinicus.
That would just make me weird.
Or Kevnonical.
Apocalypse K.
Yeah, you're not.
Oh, I like this direction we're going in now. I mean, Vitamin K is an obvious one.
Yes. I help stop blood clotting. Or, well, no, I help blood clot, not stop it.
K-Seb. I like K-Seb.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's always Kevnar of the Hill people and stuff like that.
Kevnar of the Apocalypse. I'm in an apocalypse mood right now.
Uh-huh. So anyways.
Kevnarok.
Kevnos.
Actually, I do like Kevnaro too.
Kevnara.
Kevnos.
Kevnaratu. That's it.
Okay, that's good. Go with that.
Georgiana, I think your mic is muted.
Of the night. No, she's not muted, or else we would have.
No, I heard her because I heard her through.
Hello? Nick.
Yeah, I'm only hearing her through Nick's mic.
Hello.
Now I'm only hearing her through Nick's mic.
Yes.
Yep. Well, I've been watching the Skype conversation this entire time, and it's only been Nick lighting up whenever she speaks.
Try again. No.
No, that's even worse.
Because that one was mute.
There we go. We got you. We got you.
I don't think she was ever muted.
I wasn't ever muted until you were like, hey, are you muted?
Okay. Anyone else have any immediate plans for the evening?
Calling that number back.
Hello, Morgana Investments.
Hi, surprised you're open this late. This is... Sorry, I gotta get in character. Alan Myers.
Mr. Myers, we've been expecting your call.
Wonderful. Why?
Well, we have need of someone of your expertise.
Oh. Yes, I gathered that much from your message. Seemed very urgent.
Yes.
Normally people don't leave messages on my machine.
There's a wonderful piece that just came in.
Mm-hmm.
It's an artifact, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm told that it came from somewhere in Greece, and we were hoping that you could come in and restore it.
Mm-hmm.
You would be well compensated for your time, of course.
And what exactly does it appear to be?
Oh,
never believe this is an orrery.
Some sort of globe, as I understand it.
Oh, a globe. A globe of the Earth? A globe of Mars?
I would assume a globe of the Earth. I am just the secretary.
Hmm. Well, I'll need to know more about the job before I accept it.
Well, why don't you come down? I'm told
it's very unusual. Morgana Investments normally doesn't contact me directly about these sorts of things. Usually I just get an order and then I'm told to fill it.
Well, time is a factor.
Hmm. Alright, well then, where are you located?
Oh, we're in downtown Augusta. You can find us at 347 Wentos Drive.
Well, my car is currently in the shop.
We'll send one for you.
Ah, delightful. What, actually, I wonder, what day would you be available? Because I could probably get the car repaired in a timely fashion. It's just a matter of, you see, somebody broke into my my automobile the other night, and so I have it in the shop to get the lock repaired.
Well, we'd like to get you in as soon as possible. This evening would work marvelously.
Can't do this evening. It's been kind of a rough time, and if I'm to be working at my best capacity, I'll need some rest. I didn't get very much sleep last night. Very unfortunate affair.
Tomorrow morning, then?
Tomorrow morning is not good. I have another meeting with another client.
What is the earliest you could come in?
What day is today? Like, day of the week.
Fuck, I don't remember anymore.
One of them.
I'm gonna go on Thursday.
No, it's today your mom's
Thursday. Thursday. Normally I don't do business on weekends, but given the urgency of the matter, I could probably meet on Saturday morning. I will need a day, however.
Very well. Saturday morning, what time?
Let's see, I'm usually in the shop at approximately 10 o'clock in the morning.
We'll have a car waiting.
Wonderful. Love everything about it. Thank you very much. Of course, I can drive myself. Hopefully I will be, my car will be repaired by then. It's a very short kind of thing. It's apparently not a terrifying thing.
Just in case, we'll send a car.
Oh, that will be necessary. But thank you very much for your business. As always, come. One man's treasure.
Thank you, sir. Forward to seeing you soon.
Oh, delightful. Absolutely.
She hangs up.
Gonna check the caller ID and the number.
It is the number she gave you.
And that you've just called.
Yes.
And I'm number going to you dial. Call. Yep. And I'm going to... Oh, shit, I can't call Hans. God damn it!
You did just burn that bridge.
I didn't burn that bridge. The bridge is only singed, and once he realizes how dire the situation is, I think he'll be willing to make amends.
Or he hates
but Germans are known for their forgiveness. Right now. No.
Or the bridge is doing that thing in cartoons where it's been completely burned, but it's actually nothing but ash, and the moment someone touches it, it's just, you know, poof.
Yeah, you could get halfway across it, and then it just disintegrates.
Yeah. Trust the police.
And also you're a cartoon coyote.
And you're chasing a cartoon roadrunner?
Yes.
Who can I trust? Oh,
certainly not that roadrunner.
Oh, son of a bitch. I'm going to call Will.
Well, he is your employee now, huh?
Okay. Well, very shortly after the police leave your home, your phone rings.
I guess I'm going to answer it.
McKinley, your first day of work is Saturday.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
10 o'clock in the morning.
Excellent.
We have a house call to make. Also, I think we're both going to get murdered.
What? So wait, am I coming with
you? You're coming into work. Yes, you are.
Okay. I'm not going to just watch the shop while you're gone?
No, we're closing the shop.
Oh, okay. Because you don't trust me? Is it because you don't trust
me? No, it's because they're coming with me. Nobody will be there to watch the shop.
I see.
You, your zappy zap thingy.
Yes.
That's that what thing I do. That you did. Yes. Yep. To spy on me.
Yes, that's what I... Oh, you want me to do that to wherever you're going so I can tomorrow really watch you get... Okay, so I can watch you get murdered. Wonderful.
Friday. No, you're going to scout the Saturday place out.
Wait. Recon. So tomorrow you want me... So my first day of work is actually tomorrow.
No, your first day of work is Saturday.
My first official day of work at your store is Saturday, but you're hiring me for some other job tomorrow?
They could be tracing the line. Have you had any talks with the police lately?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, not the friendliest police officer showed up at my door today saying that I was prostituting out a 14-year-old girl.
Ah, you need to move out of there right away.
Nah, we're under protection from the King Cats.
The vampires are after you.
What? The vampire? What?
The vampires.
Now, I'm not going to say I'm surprised about the existence of vampires, because I'm not. I knew they existed.
Well, of course, you listen to the podcast, correct?
Well, yes, I listen to the podcast, and also apparently my fetch died valiantly while trying to, I guess, destroy them? I don't know.
Wait, you're... what?
Yeah.
Wait, that? Bill Mc... I don't know why I didn't put this together.
It's kind of obvious when you think about it.
It is, yes.
Died valiantly.
Hmm. Yes, house fire. Against...
Yes.
Possibly arson. Insurance fraud. I remember the whole thing.
Hmm. Yes.
Very, very big story in town for about a month. And then the media forgot about it.
They do. People
do.
They
cover up.
Uh-huh.
There's not even a memorial there now. Did you know that?
Really?
Yes.
No, I hadn't been.
No grave markers. Nothing.
I wonder if it's a new house. Wait, have I been there? I think I
you
went
have
there. When...
There was a new house. With
there is a new house. There. Yeah, there is a new house there.
Right.
Yeah, I just built a new house.
Oh, right over. Sorry, disrespectful.
Well, I mean, is it really? There was already a foundation there, so, you know.
Well, it's a place where there was a massive tragedy.
No evidence of said tragedy.
That's true. Eh. Anyway.
Yeah, some of the bodies went missing.
So yes, I'm pretty sure we're going to get murdered on Saturday, which is why I need you to help me on Friday in order to stop us from being murdered. I'm going to give you an address. Meet me there.
Oh, okay.
Now.
Will do, sir. What?
No, not now. Actually, I need to sleep. I've just occurred to me that I haven't slept very well tonight.
Oh, okay. I have a thing for that.
I don't do drugs, sorry.
It's not drugs, but you might not wake up.
So, drugs.
In time. You will wake up, just not in time, probably.
I'll take my chances.
It's a chaise lounge.
Dirty fucking French.
Sure.
But anyway, so. I need your help on Friday. We're going to scout the place out, and we're going to find out why they've called me there on Saturday in order to work manually on an artifact, quote-unquote, that they got from Greece, quote-unquote. And I feel like it's something to do with the most recently stolen thing that I have worked on in my shop. They say it's a globe.
Well, certainly your thing had globes, right?
Yes.
I remember it having globes.
Nine of them.
Nine?
And one very small one on the end.
Ah, yes, that's right, the sun. Yeah, wow. I almost forgot about the sun. I was going to say, it's not nine planets.
Pluto planets. Is a planet again.
No, it isn't.
Mm. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
no, that's bullshit.
Back in my day, it was a planet.
That's...
Back in your day, it wasn't. And now it is.
Oh, what? And you're going to put Ceres and Haume and Makemake and Eris on there, too?
It's
and
a beautiful
the thousands
piece
of other
art.
Plutoids?
People don't understand these things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Art does not exist to be broken.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. Yes.
Bring a gun.
I don't have one of those.
It's Maine. Go down to the gun shop and pick one up. They have a drive-thru.
What?
What?
I've honestly never looked into getting a gun.
It's easy.
Can't I just use my thing?
I don't know. How good is your thing at killing people?
Depends on the source I'm drawing from.
Let's say you have a desk lamp.
A desk lamp?
Yes, a desk lamp.
Well, what sort of circuit breaker is it hooked up to?
Oh my god!
It matters!
Get to my shop tomorrow morning at 10.
Fine, yes.
Good Jeez. Night.
Good night, I guess.
I'm going to close my phone, I'm going to go into my hollow, and I'm going to punch the shit out of my punching bag for a while. I'm very frustrated, and then I'm going to sleep.
Well, you did talk to Will, so it's
not that bad.
No, I'm frustrated because my car was broken into, and I've got to repair that at some point. My fucking orrery was stolen. One of my closest allies thinks I'm a madman because I thought he was a vampire because I had photographic evidence that suggested he might be. And I still haven't gotten anywhere in my investigation of the incredibly evil person who heads the Autumn Court.
Yeah, and I still haven't been murdered in my sleep by the burned bride.
But that's just murder! That's easy! This isn't intrigue or politics.
Well, no, it's not murder, it's getting murdered. Very different.
Yeah. Right, it's easy for her. That can happen to you anytime. You don't have to worry about that. It's pretty much a guarantee.
And then when I see her, I'm going to have to call her, like, Sierra Mist Watson.
No.
See how she reacts to that.
She's probably not going to react at all.
Why not? Because she's the burned bride. You know that. I know that.
She's not the burned bride.
She totally is.
She's not the burned bride.
She is.
I thought she was for a period of time, but I'm pretty sure she's not. It would make no sense.
Why would it make no sense?
Elaborate.
Wait, what?
Elaborate.
Who, me?
Elucidate.
Yes.
Why it would make no sense?
Yes.
I really can't do that without metagaming.
Oh.
I'm just thinking about the way the rules work. It'd be really, really weird.
No, she can use magic. The end. Magic can do anything. The end. See?
Okay. It's more like I just... Judging by what I think her abilities are, based on, you know, Autumn and also just all the times that Nick has described her, like, I don't think that she's got the... I don't think she's got the reality-defying powers of the Burned Bride that we've seen so far.
But she could just not use them when she's in her normal form to throw people off by that.
Okay, look. I know I was the one who said that there's no rules that say that a dog can't play basketball, but it turns out there are rules that say that a dog can't play basketball, and I feel like this bitch is not playing ball.
Right, but all she does is just... Isn't there a way to manipulate your form? She could just have that form just to do that thing and just have all her other things to do that thing.
What the fuck?
Huh?
Of course, people are linking random shit in the chat, and by people, I mean Kevin.
It's funny shit.
Okay, I see what it is now.
I see.
I found it on the internet. Anyways.
I mean, didn't the burned bride steal a dead burned body?
Yes.
And isn't there a contract of some sort that lets you copy a thing that you
isn't
know?
Isn't it so strange that,
like that
the whole Hans is an assistant coroner thing?
Yeah. That's one of the reasons why I don't think that she's the burned bride, because Unless this is like some sort of crazy conspiracy and Hans is actually the evil one the entire... I don't fucking know!
Yay!
Okay.
Okay,
this
the point is
Nick
that
is
I suspect...
doing a good job.
Yeah, the point is
bad.
That I suspected that Sierra was the burned bride for a while, but I don't think she is anymore.
Nope, she totally is. I'm convinced.
No, it's because of the whole fucking Hans is an assistant coroner thing.
Yeah, I'm convinced.
Okay. Yeah, everyone's gotta have a job.
Well, yeah, but it's just kind of a weird coincidence that Hans is, you know, a coroner. Mm-hmm. And I told Nick privately, I was like, I'm pretty sure that Sierra is the burned bride. You know, I didn't let the discussion stand or anything like that. I just voiced to him that I had that opinion, and I'm thinking it's wrong now.
Mm-hmm.
God damn. Mm-hmm. Now, I really hope the police aren't going to try and harass Clarissa while she's at work or something like that. That'd be terrible.
Speaking of which...
Oh.
God damn it.
Time to be terrible!
Clarissa, your shift is wrapping up. Quite oddly, Ziggy comes down to the box office. Normally, he would have gone to bed by this point, content to let you run things.
Hello?
Hey, kid. Something I gotta show you.
Oh, okay.
So, lock up for the night, and then meet me in Theater 3.
I will.
Ooh, he's gonna use his eye.
I lock up and then head to Theater 3.
Okay. He's sitting in the front row. He beckons you over to come sit next to him.
I do.
Take my hand, kid.
Okay. I take his hand.
He shuts his normal eye. His other weird glowy one starts to project a faded, dull light onto the screen. And the first thing you can see in sort of the movie is the sun as the moon rather quickly moves to block it out, so that it's nothing more than a flaming ring around.
Okay, so an eclipse?
Yes.
Yep.
But it seems to be, like, a lasting eclipse.
Like it stays there.
Yeah, the moon seems to freeze in place. Then it pulls out to city streets in chaos. You see a giant, monstrous, furred creature that looks like every description you've ever heard of a werewolf barreling down the street.
Oh no, not Jacob!
As Clarissa started reading those books too.
That's a better love story than itself.
As a pack of vampires fang bear. Some shooting at this beast, others throwing themselves at it with claws and swords.
Wait, so are the vampires fighting the werewolf?
Yes.
Okay.
You see a few normal people look on horrified. Others are running, screaming. Though there's no respite to be found. as basically it sweeps around streets of vampires openly feeding. You see ghosts flitting here and there as though part of normal everyday life, just the gates of the dead have opened up. And you see creatures that look like changelings, although none you recognize. Though you actually start to see some people you think you saw in the market. Strange, twisted, deformed hobgoblins. And then finally, the screen fills with a bright, bright light. In fact, the twin lights of your keepers. Just floating through the streets of Nightingale.
Uh-oh.
Before it sears the screen to nothingness.
Holy fuck, what the shit was that?
I don't know, but it seemed kind of important.
Yeah.
So, normally I'll sit down and I'll try to have a vision of the future. And this one just kind of happened.
What do you mean?
I mean, I wasn't trying for it. It just popped into my brain.
Oh.
So, that one seemed like a big deal.
Yeah.
And I wanted to show it to someone I trusted, and that list currently begins and ends with you.
Well. Okay.
Anyway, good night.
Good night.
It's an entry. It's a list with two entries. You're both of them.
I'm probably just going to sit in the theater for a while.
He is also just sitting in the theater for a while. You both just sit there in silence.
Yeah, that's pretty awkward.
I will probably sit there in silence until the sun rises.
Just in case.
Well, I mean, the sun is a wondrous body. Like a father. Like a magnificent father. If only I could be so grossly incandescent.
Ziggy only stays for about 20 minutes.
Okay. Ash will be right back.
Will, do you wait up for Clarissa or do you just sleep?
I sleep.
Okay.
Because I have somewhere to be tomorrow morning.
Oh, so you're not on your safe lounge.
No, I'd like the couch.
Okay. You sleep on the couch.
Because that chaise lounge is dangerous. Chaise lounge.
I will break home, you know, when it gets light out.
Okay. Sitting outside the apartment building is a Kennebec County Sheriff's car. A man of kind of a portly, middle-aged deputy is kind of looking at you while trying to not look at you as you roll up on your bike.
I'm going to drive, like, bike by the apartment now.
Okay.
Because it's just creepy, and I don't want creepy things to know where I live.
Okay. Fair enough.
Where are you going instead? For now.
I guess I'll, like, go to the park and try calling Will.
Okay. I guess I'm capable.
So it's probably, like, 6 in the morning.
Yeah. Will, your phone rings at 6 in the morning.
Clarissa, what is it? Aren't you in, like, the other room?
No! Ziggy showed me something really weird, and I kind of just stayed at the theater until it got light out. And then when I was biking home, there's, like, this big fat cop just sitting in front of our apartment, and he was just watching me.
Oh, god damn it. Okay, so here's the thing. Yesterday, a cop showed up, purporting that I was keeping, having sex with, and pimping out an underage girl.
Okay.
Yeah, ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
So, they're probably watching for you.
Okay.
Apparently our neighbors pointed this out to them, even though it's completely wrong. The thing is, I said your name was Michelle, and that you're my girlfriend who visited every now and then. Because, well, why not make up a fake person instead of show them to the real fake person you're living with, you know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. True story.
So what should I do?
That is a good question. don't know, can you, like, do we have a window? You can climb in the window?
I don't think me climbing in the window would look very good.
Yeah, I'd probably look worse.
Yes!
Because if you come here, they're almost certainly going to, like, barge
follow
in and question
in
you.
Or do something horrible to me?
Question you? Well, they're going to attempt to save you from me.
That doesn't sound so bad. Hey! I'm sorry, that's terrible.
Yeah, they're going to try to arrest me. Which actually does sound so bad, believe it or not.
I'd laugh.
I need to talk to you later, too, about the thing Ziggy showed me.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty horrifying.
Pretty horrifying.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm not sure what to do right now. I'm probably... That's six.
Maybe I could see if I could... I don't know, call... I can't remember her name now.
Ava?
Maybe I could try calling Ava and see if I could stay there for a little while or something. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
Although, it's probably really early right now.
Correct.
I guess I'll hang out at this park for a little bit.
Okay. Just watch out, because sometimes there's terrible...
Well, the sun's out, so vampires can't get me.
There's that.
Okay.
There's shady people at that park sometimes.
Can you make sure the cat is, you know, fed and everything?
Yeah, I'll do it when I wake up proper.
Okay. bye, I guess.
Yeah, sorry. Apparently we're suspicious. You can't see it, but I rolled my eyes.
Okay.
Like, really hard.
Oh, wait, maybe I'll go to Sanctuary or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, that place, the club. That's in Augusta, though, isn't it?
No, it's a Nightingale.
No? Oh, it's a Nightingale, okay. Yeah, there's that place.
So, maybe I'll stay there for a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know. So, I guess I'll see you around. Make sure my cat is well-fed.
Yes, your cat will be well-fed. I'm not a cat killer.
Yes, I know you're not a cat murderer.
There we go. Okay. So, good luck with that.
You too?
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
I hang up.
Okay. we weren't going to extend it forever?
And I head towards Two Sanctuary.
You just gonna let yourself in, or do you knock?
I knock. See, okay. If I'm supposed to knock or what not first.
Okay. Ba ba ba. So a short while after you knock, a woman opens the door. She's kind of an average-sized, gaunt woman with skin that looks very tough and yellow. It's got, like, nonsensical letters and arcane symbols printed on it, as though she's made of vellum. And she looks very old. Hello, come in.
Hi. I slip on in.
She shuts the door behind you. You don't need to knock. You're welcome here. This is your home.
Okay.
Is there anything I can get for you?
No. Is there places to sleep? I haven't slept all night.
We have some lounges.
Okay.
This way.
Thank you.
She kind of dodders over to one of the lounges with some seats and chairs.
I will laying down on one of the...
Make yourself comfortable. If you need anything, feel free to ring that bell. I'm Mary, at your service.
Thank you, Mary.
Do you like any food, water?
Oh, I'm okay.
Okay. Back to work. Work, work. She trundles out.
I probably pass out for many, many hours.
Okay. Well, William.
Mm-hmm.
I assume you are waking up and feeding a cat.
Yes. And
going where you were directed by your new employer.
Yep.
So, right before 10 o'clock, you arrive at another man's treasure.
I'll knock on the door.
Good, good. I open it quickly. Hello? Hello, hello,
hi.
Hello. Come. Yes, hello. Get in my car.
Yes.
Let's go.
Okay. Doing it.
Move!
Okay.
Also, I'm going to repair my car.
Okay. Using magic powers or...
The power of friendship and magic, yes.
Okay.
I need to actually look up what friendship and magic powers I have to do this. Because I do have them, I believe. I just need to get my shit together. And by get my shit together, I mean have the Changeling the Lost core rulebook open, because for whatever reason, I can't remember what I'm able to do all the time. Thanks. Right. I'm going to, what do you call it?
I don't
know. Brief glimmer of repair.
The one dot.
Yeah, it's just the one dot one. Just, keep my trunk closed.
Okay.
Until I have the ability to get it actually repaired. And I do have the necessary tools to do so. So I like to lobby for the plus one.
Okay. Fair enough.
And then it's just my weird and craft, which is yeah, 2 and 3, so 6 total. Ba-da-da-da-da. And I'm going to eat a glamour. Ba-da-da-da-da. And I also have to remember that I still have 2 lethal wounds, right? Yeah, 2 lethal wounds from last session.
It's every 2 days you recover one.
So that means I'll have a new one. I'll have one recovered tomorrow, but for now I'm still at 2. So I'm still on the mend, unfortunately. Anyway. So. Right. Let's see. 60-10.
Final countdown.
1, 2, 3. And then 2 again. 4, 5 successes. Is that an exceptional success?
Yes, it is.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, you make a perfectly functional trunk repair job out of, you know, a stick of chewing gum, a paper clip.
No, I've got the actual tools to do so. It's just that I just kind of think. It's not a catch. It's though, so it's my car. It's just that I'm going to.
Yeah.
Boom. And basically, I just slam the trunk closed and it stays that way. Great. Perfect. Okay, so today we're going to, and I'm going to get into the car and motion for him to get into the passenger seat and then take him to that address that I've been told to go to.
Okay. Just
today we're going to...
I'll begin thinking about lightning.
You're going to want to do whatever it is you do. I don't really know what that is.
Just tell him, shut up, I'm thinking about lightning.
I'm meditating about lightning.
Well, in the meantime, I'm going to ramble at you about a few things. I've been called by a company called Morgana Investments. Now, they're normally a company that I have done business with in the past. Usually they just order some strange artifacts and things like that. Yeah, some things are repaired, some things are built, some things are ordered through my other contacts, shall we say. And usually it's fairly benign. But what's strange is that they were the people who originally commissioned me to create the Orrery. The Orrery, yes.
Yes, like
device. And now they've come up and said that apparently there's some device that they need me to repair. Now, I've scheduled an appointment with them tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in the morning. So, I'm thinking there are a couple of things that are worth looking at right now. For example, given that the Orrery was stolen by vampires, or it seems to have been stolen by vampires anyway, it's possible that these people are in league with vampires, which means they wouldn't be awake during the day. So that is being covered by us investigating them at 10 o'clock in the morning when the sun is out.
Or do they merely not go outside during the day?
Well, I don't know what vampires do. I assume they sleep during the day like rational people would if they could only come out at night. So we're attacking them while they're asleep, and by attacking them I mean scouting out the area to see where I'm going to be murdered tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay.
So, but if they're not with the vampires, then that means that they might be with the people who are otherwise interested in, I don't know, creating some sort of permanent weather change.
Ooh, to make it dark forever.
Well, yes, that's a thing that vampires could certainly do. But it seems a little bit beyond their power. Certainly require a great deal of magic. Magic.
Oh, if only Clarissa had spoken to you guys first.
Yeah, if only she had. Oh, well.
In her defense, she's really fucking creeped out right now.
Mm. Yeah, that's fine. We're doing our own investigation. So, what I'm going to need you to do is get inside there and see just what there is inside of this building that I'm going to be repairing.
Okay.
And potentially if there are any vampires or something else terrifying like that.
What if it's a big building?
It's a big building. I don't know. How long does it? Can you be an electric man?
Long enough.
How quickly does electricity move?
3 times walking speed.
What?
Huh?
Okay, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. How long can I be in one scene? It's a non-specific amount of time. It's basically as long as I need to be.
So you can be an electric man as long as you need to be.
As long as I need to for the specific purpose of a single activity, yes. That is the exact amount of time.
That's a really shitty contract, you know. Is all
if
you
this is
say.
A big building, then I guess I can, you know, stay in there for a while.
To think my parents died at Auschwitz for this.
What? For this? What?
Specifically for this?
No. I meant to say my grandparents.
What? Yeah, okay, I'm not questioning it. So... Okay, so you want me to go in there and search for... What is this again? This Greek artifact?
It's a globe! Broken globe. Lightning. I don't know what kind of person needs to...
Lightning, broken lightning globe. Got it.
A globe! It's probably not actually a globe.
I'm going to reminisce probably about that power sort of substation.
Horrible thing.
So much electricity.
Terrified.
Electricity. Electricity.
Then I tried to shock.
Are you paying attention?
I am.
Kids these days. God, so many vaults. Are you
amps?
Are you getting off to electricity?
No.
Oh, amp pitch!
Oh, that's... God, I bet I could arc like a foot.
Okay. So you pull up to the building, and it is somewhat different than you would expect from a alleged investment firm with a lot of money that it has thrown around. And then it's a tiny-looking office building, unmarked, with just an unmarked glass door and a loading dock next to it.
Well, I mean, you don't get rich by building a bunch of lavish office buildings.
Hmm. Yeah, that's what you do after you're rich already.
I would think after you were rich, you would ask for orreries that are made out of gems.
And solid gold. I'm terrified. Yes, this is the place, it seems.
This is the place, okay. Actually, could we go, like, a block down, maybe?
Why?
What if they have, like, cameras and they see me, like, going into their fuse box?
Fine.
You know?
We'll turn around the corner.
Get me into a nice, like, alley or something.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. I'll go into an alleyway between, like, a coffee shop and a nearby building or something like that. So what do you do?
Well, let's see. Where... Okay, I go find wherever, like, power goes into the building or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then I notice that I forgot my dice on my dining room table. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Jesus, man.
Heaven is literally the worst.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck is that?
That is Mabel from Gravity Falls.
I see.
Are you... I hope it's okay. Not
and
Mabel
then
from Gravity
I...
Falls doing what I think she's doing.
And then
standing there?
Okay, good.
I become the embodiment of the element.
Really? I think a role determines that.
Well, okay, yes, but it's now manipulation... Well, it is. It's always been manipulation weird... But, remember, I've improved my manipulation. It is now 3 instead of 1.
Become the Primal Foundation?
Oh, you brought all the way up there?
Okay, so I am now rolling dice. Oh. No, I guess I don't.
So you... What?
He sparks a little bit. There's a little bit of smoke.
Ugh. It happens to everyone. Don't worry.
I'm sorry. I'm just not be feeling it today. Hold on.
Well, would you like to try again?
Okay,
spend glamour this time?
Yeah.
You're going to have to spend your glamour, I think.
Yeah, you can't use your catch twice in a row.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Let's do this again.
Concentrate. Put some guts into it.
Yeah.
Recovered a willpower because I had a good night's sleep.
Okay. Take 2. Here we go. Okay, good. I got a success.
How much glamour does that cost anyway?
4.
Jesus Christ!
It's the highest thing
now. That's why I think about lightning.
Okay. You become the absolute shittiest embodiment of electricity you could be.
Well, hold on. It was a 10, so... No, never mind.
So one,
every roll
one
is
success.
A 1.
You're barely electricity.
There we
okay,
are.
So it's
anthropomorphic
like,
electricity.
I guess I'll stumble my way into the wires.
It's like somebody decided to draw a lightning bolt in pencil. This is what broke into my shop.
I was feeling it better that day. You know. Sometimes
don't make
you
this weird.
It.
Get into the fuse box.
Ugh. Climb on in. Well, I guess time to take a little tour.
Okay, you climb into the fuse box.
I'm gonna go order a coffee.
Yeah, you go order a coffee. I'm just gonna do all your work for you. Yeah.
Well, you are my employee, so yes, you're going to. And you'll be paid a paycheck.
Minimum wage for this shit.
You're not gonna get paid minimum wage.
Good.
Not for the stuff you do off it. Not for the stuff you do off hours anyway.
Yeah, yes. You're not getting paid.
I get paid time and a half for that.
Did you sign into a time card, motherfucker? This one's complimentary.
That would be terrible.
Okay. First thing, you roll into the loading dock area. You see a little warehouse area that is has a few crates in it. There's no people in there. There's an antiquated computer.
Okay. Antiquated computer. Is there any... Is there like a downstairs?
No, it is a one floor building, but sharing a wall with this warehouse area is the reception, where you see a vacant-eyed lady sitting at a desk with a telephone and a somewhat less antiquated computer.
Ah, okay.
Moving back through the light fixtures, you can see there's basically a narrow hallway that breaks off into a meeting room with a beat-up table and some chairs and a whiteboard. Then in the back room, you see a little room with a medium-sized safe and a cot with a man sleeping in it. This man is strangely dressed, particularly for sleeping. You see, he is wearing a long dark coat, a shark tooth necklace, an old Civil War Confederate general hat is sitting on his bedpost, and he seems... Oh, and underneath it is a stop sign tied with twine.
Right.
He is a middle-aged African-American man.
Stop sign?
Yes, it is a stop sign that someone has punctured two corners of and tied it with twine, so you could hang it from something.
Underneath the hat.
Yes, like, it's hanging on the same bedpost, essentially. Although I guess it's not really posts on a cot. So, just sitting up against
Kyle told you.
That's weird.
Wait, did Kyle tell... What did Kyle say?
Kyle spoke about how he was taken to it.
Oh.
And described the guy doing it.
As that fella?
Mm-hmm.
Wait,
so
no, Kyle? I honestly didn't hear what you said.
Kyle, when everyone was in Doc Randall's place, Will went and spoke to Kyle about how he was taken. The guy was described.
Yes. In fact, you saw him. This is the same guy who met you out front at the barn.
But Will wasn't there. You so this is how he would know.
Yes. Will doesn't. Yes.
This place is boring.
I don't know if you were expecting an active volcano or...
I was expecting, like, so there's... I don't see a globe.
No, you see a safe. How big is the safe?
Probably 5x5. It's a little square floor safe. And by little, I mean big.
So like the size of one that you might find in Payday or something?
Yes. The big floor safes in Payday.
Yep. There, Kevin, I've gotten you a reference. Curies.
Hmm. Well, okay.
I just think it's kind of weird that he's got a stop sign. The stop that sign is, always kind of was off-putting.
That is weird.
Kindly stop living.
And is it just like these two rooms?
Yeah, it's the loading dock, the reception area, the meeting room, and then this weird room that this guy is sleeping in.
Wow. Man, there's like nothing. It's like, damn. So, and it's just those two people.
Yes.
Glazed over woman, African American man with stop sign on bed.
Yes.
Huh. Man, I regret spending 4 glamour to see this. if I was ballsier, I would jump out and try and do something with a safe, but I'm not. Okay, well, I guess I'll go back out.
You pop back out the same fuse box you came in?
Yep.
Okay. Alan has just returned with coffee.
So? Oh, hello. What did you see?
Not much. Mm-hmm. The place is as small on the inside as it looks on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 4 rooms. There are 2 old people in there.
That's it?
Yeah, there's a lady and a man. The man is currently sleeping. He has a stop sign on his bed.
Do I know anything about someone with a stop sign?
I don't know. It's just... maybe he wears it around?
You. Probably never heard of this dude, right?
No, the stop sign's not ringing any bells for you.
Nope. Nothing. Alright, well. That's interesting. Let's go. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they also have a safe.
Mm-hmm.
I was, of course, not able to see into the safe.
No, I imagine he wouldn't be able to. Right. Come along.
Okay.
I get back in my car and I drive towards the building.
Okay. You drive towards the building.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to park and I'm going to walk in.
Hey, glassy-eyed woman.
Come on now.
With a plastered-eyed smile. Yeah, Will, are you following him on this?
Do you want me to follow?
I do. Come.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're going to solve this now.
Okay. Glassy-eyed woman with a plastered-on smile. smiles when you open the door. Hello, sir. How can I help you?
Hello. My name is Alan Myers. You contacted me yesterday, yes?
Yes. I'm sorry, we weren't expecting you until tomorrow.
Oh, of course, my client canceled. I figured I'd see if the job was available to do today while I still have the time. I checked my watch. Oh, this is my assistant, Mr. McKinley. He's a new hire at our organization. Very, very proud of him. Mm-hmm. Good work so far.
Yes, I work mainly with electronics. Yes, electromechanical stuff.
Hmm. Well, why don't I call my boss and ask him what he wants to do.
Absolutely. Sounds wonderful. We'll figure this out now.
Okay. She picks up the phone. Ring, ring, ring.
I'm going to Warlock's gaze her.
Okay. Warlock's gaze.
That's a magic thing.
Yeah, it lets you see if they're supernatural at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Take your roll.
Okay. see. That should be... Should be... Weird and occult, right?
Yes.
Weird and occult. Yes.
Versus okay. Composure plus weird.
And it is 2 glamour? Yeah, 2 glamour. Okay.
Unless you're going to touch her.
Which would be awkward right now.
It would be very awkward. I'm going to do this undetected. 1 success.
Conceal detects any... Doesn't seem to denote the type. She's low-level supernatural.
Hmm.
Is what you can get.
Hmm. That's unfortunate. I'm going to kind of give a quick elbow to Will. And then sort of nod towards her.
You get elbowed and nodded towards her. Kevin.
Hmm?
Wake up.
Sorry.
What am I supposed to do?
What are you distracted by?
Sorry, the internet for a bit.
Oh, okay. No, focus. I'm just gonna give you a quick elbow and nod towards her. Careful.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. So we wait.
I'll sit and smile.
Okay. She's speaking in very hushed tones into the phone. She puts it to her shoulder. He says if you can wait around for about half an hour, he'd love for you to get started today.
Absolutely, I'd love to.
Great. Well, have a seat. Make yourself comfortable. She gestures to the trio of folding chairs in her shitty lobby.
So this is Morgana Investments? They always seem to have so much money. Well, I guess nobody gets rich by spending their cash on lavish furniture.
Yep. I certainly learned that lesson. Well, I didn't spend my cash. Man, what did I spend? I can't quite remember.
She hangs up the phone and stares at you awkwardly while you sit and wait.
I'm going to continue smiling the entire time.
She continues smiling the entire time as well. Also, she seems to never blink.
So that's good. So do I notice anything about her? Like, is she doesn't have any obvious tells for being, like, a changeling. Like, no. You know, if she could take even, the faintest of glances my way and see what I really look like, she'd be able to tell, kind of like that?
No, she does not have any changeling features that you can see. Unless she's got some cloven hooves she's hiding under that desk, you don't think she's a changeling.
Okay. Well, here's hoping she can't tell that I am.
I think they'd probably notice Alan before noticing you in that particular case.
I don't know. Yes. I'm pretty
familiar. No, actually, he's...
I look I have an electric heart.
And I am... But you're also a statue man.
Hmm?
Okay. Fantastic. So after about 20 minutes, you guys can hear the... rolling loading dock door rumbling open. The next room over.
And a smile. And a smile harder now.
Smiling so damn hard!
I thought I was getting killed tomorrow.
Okay. And a few minutes later, a man walks out to meet you. He is in jeans and a bulky sweatshirt. He seems to be a middle-aged white guy, just hands in his sweatshirt pockets. He smiles and walks out from the back room. Mm-hmm. Reaches his hand out to Alan. Mr. Myers!
Ah, delightful, yes. So I shake his hand.
I will stand as well, while smiling.
Let me introduce my assistant, Mr. William McKinley. Not be associated with the president.
Aha, quite different than that president. I shall shake his hand if he offers it.
Yeah, he shakes both of your hands.
If you really want to gaze, that would be a really good opportunity because you are touching him.
Yeah, that's what I was about to go for when I was introducing him, and then Kevin kind of did the thing. But yes, I'm going to Warlock's gaze him for free.
Okay.
As opposed to
turns out he's a demon. He burns your arm off.
Oh dear! No, I've got a one again.
You get three a successes. One. Three successes. You said?
Yeah, I had 1 10 again. So oh, I had an 8, a 10, and a 9. After
yes.
I re-rolled the 10.
You get the same kind of read. It's definitely more than like ensorcelled mortals that you've met or ensorcelled, but it's somewhere less than changelings and vampires that you've had in your shop.
Interesting.
You're possessed with ghosts.
Yeah, they could be like a ghoul or something like that, or a ghost person. I don't know.
Huh, we should try shocking them to see if they like it.
No. So,
Prometheans love an electric man.
I know this is going to sound weird, but is it possible for me to use my experience in all of these things to try and determine their, like, supernatural power level?
Yeah, it's over 9,000.
That was what I was going for. Like, when I got Warlock's Gaze, I was like, oh, maybe I can try and do, like, determine what sort of magic they have underneath them. I mean, I know that I can detect the supernatural and stuff, but I was hoping that I could use that in conjunction with my occult knowledge to determine, like, where on the scale they stand.
Make me an int occult, int plus occult minus 3.
Okay. So, one success.
They, from what you can figure, they are slightly augmented humans. Nowhere near changeling level power.
Oh.
But you can't tell the specifics of how they've been augmented.
See.
Out of character, me is saying thralls, vampire thralls.
So yeah, I was thinking, like, the first thing I thought of was ghouls, but I couldn't be, like, I wasn't sure. I don't know. But yeah, it's like they seem like they're more than human. Good to meet you, yes. So, please, direct me in the direction of whatever it is you need to repair. We should be able to make short work of it. Very, very good at what we do.
I'm glad to hear. The person you actually want to talk to is back here. I'm just part of the security team.
Mm-hmm.
So, right this way.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Oh, Walter.
Walter, yes. Hello. Sorry about that. I prefer to know who it is I'm working with, especially now that I'm finally getting to see the famous Morgana investments. You've asked me for many things over the years. I'm very, very excited to meet you at last. What a delight.
Yeah, ham it up some more, why don't you?
No, he's meant to be as socially awkward as possible, but also very direct.
Oh, sir.
He ushers you down the hallway. He comes to the big metal door that Will knows connects to that sleeping cot, and he pounds on it 3 times.
Mm. Oh, no.
And the sleeping man enters. He's wearing his Confederate hat now. You don't see the stop sign anymore. However, Alan sort of knows him.
What?
Hmm.
He's come to your shop now and again. He seems to have a very bizarre taste in curios. That he just comes in, he looks around, and occasionally he just picks out some oddity with no, seemingly no common theme.
Do I happen to know his name?
Make me a something roll. Presence, socialize.
I'm not that good with names. Let's see if I get the chance to die. Nope! No idea who this is. Oh! I think I've seen you before, but I can't get my,
Yes, I've been to the shop. Come in, come in.
Yes, wonderful. Absolutely. Alan Myers, and I'm going to shake his hand.
Crawfish.
Oh.
I'm gonna gaze the shit out of him.
Okay.
Crawfish. Are you from, like, Louisiana?
I'm gonna put some will into this one.
From Haiti, by way of Louisiana. Then up north. I get around.
Oh, I'm gonna put a will power.
That's quite a journey. Oh, I'm Will McKinley, by the way.
He will shake your hand.
Three, four, and three of them are tens.
I especially work on electromechanical things.
Five successes.
Okay. Definitely supernatural. He is very unusual supernatural. You can read basically two separate supernatural auras merged into the same person.
Okay, that's fucked up.
In fact, with
he's a witch doctor.
With your level of success, you can tell that he is basically a supernatural, sensitive person, but he is essentially encased in a powerful spirit, a ghost.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
You can read spiritual energy off the objects he is wearing. You can see.
So he's like a goddamn witch doctor kind of shit.
You can see that the shark tooth necklace, his Confederate general's hat, and something he is wearing under his shirt are spiritual anchors of some sort.
I see. Okay, so this guy is not a guy we want to fuck with.
He's got, like, a menagerie of ghosts, I bet.
Jesus Christ, I'm terrified.
A flock of ghosts.
I'm going to do my best not to show it, but, like, So, where is the patient, shall we say?
Right this way. He steps aside and ushers you into the room. There are four more guys in there. Casually dressed, but all in bulky clothing. Right this way.
Who are these? Will I be working with them?
No, these are just my friends.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, are you guys going inside?
Yes.
Okay.
We are.
I will continue smiling. Do I have to make a manipulation roll at some point?
For a creepy plastered smile? No, are you trying to achieve something with this horrible smile?
No, it's not a horrible smile. It's a genuine smile.
No, you don't. Yeah, he shuts the door. Walter casually leans up against it. And
I'm going to barrel whisper.
That's a series of words you used.
Yep.
I can hear and be heard by the unquiet dead.
Okay.
So you're implying that. Great. I'm locked in a room with a madman who's going to poke a ghost, man.
No, I'm just going to listen.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna throw a willpower into this one because I'm going to need it.
Okay, because add a character. Because
I only have one dot of saying, I only please, have one dot of expression.
Please don't whisper at the ghost man.
I'm not going to. I don't like to use this one. Alright, one success. That's enough. For the remainder of the scene, the character can hear and be heard by, though not see, any restless shades in my presence.
Yeah, Crawfish is kneeling down, and he's putting the combination into the safe. And your ears sort of tune into the sensitivity, and you can hear ghosts talking to each other. Man, I bet he's going to freak out when he finds out what's in there. Now, come on, look at how nervous they are. They know. Yeah, I just wonder if, you know, after they fix it, they're going to leave alive. You know, Crawfish bought a lot of guys for this, and that burned bitch, she's not too fond of any of them. She wants to just wipe the board clean.
The burned bitch. Oh, I tried summoning that bitch.
Well, yeah, but if he makes these things, I mean, he's totally going to be useful in the new world, right? Because he's not, like, one of those denier guys. You know, he's all, waha, magic item stuff. Crawfish opens up the safe, throws open the door to, rather unsurprisingly, the pieces of the orrery.
Okay, I do my best to feign surprise. What a wonderful artifact.
It's gorgeous.
I've
worked on something very similar in the past.
Oh,
this will be
you?
Easy to repair. Yes, it'll be great.
Yes, what a beautiful orrery.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's wonderful. So, let's see. I'm going to need to take a few moments with this.
Yes, well, help yourself.
Absolutely, yes.
Something worth noting, I do not have enough glamour to turn into electricity again.
Okay.
Isn't that
Ava?
Great?
Yes.
Do you have any day plans? It's approaching late morning.
Tom Stock and Sandra gotten back to me today?
I was actually going to get to
rather.
That.
Okay.
Yes. Pretty late in the morning, you get a call from Comstock.
Okay, hello?
Ava.
Yes?
He's gone.
Who's gone?
Hans. Not that we can really confirm, since I don't know where he lives or mostly anything about him, but he's not answering any of his cell phones, and none of his lackeys or spies seem to know where he went.
Well, do you remember about yesterday when I contacted you and how someone framed him? That might be connected.
Yes, I assume it's connected. Question in my mind is if he pulled up stakes and ran, or if whoever tried to frame him went with a more direct method, like murder.
Ask him if he's heard the name.
Okay. Do you know anything of the name Dominic
Valerian?
Fackler.
Fackler?
Sorry. Oh my god, that was almost a Star Wars reference. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's one of Hans's agents, works in the coroner's office. He's helped us avoid some tricky questions in the past.
Yes, well, I've
turns out that's him.
Huh. It's messed up. I met him. Must have been using some sort of trick, so I didn't recognize him. Or some imposter playing the part. Paranoid son of a bitch.
Well, that's very Hans. But,
Well, that gives us another lead to chase down.
True.
McAvoy must have a house somewhere.
Right. Well, in any case, you mentioned vampires when when summer came around earlier this year.
Yeah.
I think they are in the sheriff's department, or in some way. I don't trust the police anymore.
Vampire police, huh?
Yep.
And you think they're part of this frame-up?
Oh, definitely. I'm actually about to see if I can find out more, but... Yep.
Where are you going?
Oh, I have a contact in there I'd like to follow up on.
Okay, well, keep me posted, I guess. I'll put Sandra on the Vackler thing.
Oh. Did you know that vampires can't be videotaped?
I've seen the movies say they can't appear in mirrors.
Oh. Well, if you'd like to see how one actually looks like, not in the movies, I could send you a thing.
I'd sure. About it.
Forewarned is forearmed.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you could let other people know as needed. Just be careful. I'll email it to you shortly.
Sounds good. Let me know what's up.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And I will email the video of the break-in.
Delightful.
Okay.
And then, after that, I would like to see if I could invite Mr. Cole out for lunch, dinner, whatever works.
Yeah. Yeah, you call the number you have. It rings for a long time before finally... Hello?
Hi, Mr. Cole. This is Ava.
Yeah. Hi, Ava.
Hi, I was wondering if you'd like to come out to lunch or dinner or something to talk.
Yeah, maybe we'd better do that. Probably dinner, unless you want to come here.
And here would be...
My house, I called out.
Dinner would probably be better. Get some rest.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I'll call you later and we can set it up.
Sure.
He hangs up abruptly. Okay. Clarissa. Do you sleep off your terror in the sanctuary?
Mic is off.
Microphone.
Hello?
Hi.
Okay. Welcome back.
So I'm going to step out of Sanctuary.
Okay.
And I will try calling Ava.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. It's Clarissa.
Garza, is something wrong?
Not yet. Well, right now I kind of can't go home.
Why is that?
There was police, you know, just waiting out there.
Oh, that's not good.
And I think they're looking for me.
That's especially not good.
Would I be able to stay with you for a little while? I mean, I was at Sanctuary for a little while to sleep, but...
Oh, yes, definitely, sure. Do you want me to pick you up?
Sure, thank you.
Yeah, we'll be there in so-and-so minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. And off we go.
Okay. Kyle drives you there, complaining that he's always wanted to have an obnoxious slutty child around the house.
But she's wanted by the police.
Okay.
That makes it better.
Yes. That's supposed to be an argument in favor of taking her in?
Well, vampires.
I don't want vampires.
That's the very reason why we're going to, you know, provide a safe place for her. I don't want vampires to get to her either.
I don't want vampires to get to you.
Okay, but...
I don't even carry wooden stakes.
I don't even know if that would work. Would it work? I don't know.
Yeah, this is exactly the problem I'm talking about.
I mean, they're...
how to fight vampires.
I guess we could call Alan up later or something. He knows about this kind of stuff.
All right. Pick up the girl. Call Alan. He drives you to Sanctuary.
I'm probably pacing outside of Sanctuary, looking quite anxious.
Kyle pulls up and honks.
I run to the car.
Carissa, hi.
Hi. Thank you.
No problem. So, you said... things aren't wrong yet?
Well, Ziggy kind of showed me something last night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not good.
What did he tell you?
There was, like, this eclipse, and it wasn't going away. And there were vampires and werewolves and ghosts and all that kind of shit just running around creating havoc. And then there were my keepers. And then it ended.
Huh. Oh, by the way, vampires are probably in the sheriff's office.
What? I'm just going to start crying.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's just funny.
I don't know how to handle this. I will just sit awkwardly then and be distracted by my phone.
Okay. Back at Morgana Investments.
Right. We're going to need
yes,
to take
back
some...
back at our deaths.
Yeah, we're going to need to start work on this one immediately. Oh, Will. Could you please call Miss Long? Let her know that we're going to need some of her metalsmithing tools for this. It looks like this thing is made of some very rare materials, and I didn't happen to bring some of my shaping materials with me.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Do you mind if he just steps out and lets us know? We're just going to need some help.
Reception in here is excellent.
Oh, great. Perfect. Yes. Well, just give her a quick call. Let her know that we're going to need some help.
Okay. Sure. I will call Ava on the phone that I have.
Okay.
Is reception in here as good as...
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's a one-story office building.
It's
that's
super
okay.
Awesome reception. Like, it's too good. It hurts your ears.
Yeah. I'm deaf now.
Okay. While Ava's distracting herself with the phone, it rings.
Huh. Hello?
Hello, Ava. So I am here in Augusta at Morgana Investments with Alan. Oh, it's Will, by the way. You have caller
yes,
ID.
Yes,
probably
I know.
Knew that. Okay, so...
you have her on the other line.
Background.
Yes, I have her on the other line.
Oh, wonderful. Great. Let her know that we're going to be needing her metalsmithing abilities. Bring some tools and perhaps any assistance that she might have. It looks like we're going to have we've got
this
some
quite
gold
a complicated
here.
Time.
Oh, no. It's just that, we need, well, do you remember the, we need what is it I'm looking for here? Gold. The gold thing that she does. I can never remember the name of the gold thing that she does. What do you call a gold? No, I'm trying to remember the name of the tool that a jeweler uses to soften.
I don't know.
To soften what?
To soften chains.
A ball peen hammer.
Oh.
No, the hitting metal work hardens it.
Yeah.
You would probably heat it to soften it.
I don't know. Anyways, yes, Miss Long, I'm not sure if you just heard Alan, but we're going to need some
a lot of
delicate...
help. We're going to need some very serious help in here. It's,
yes.
There's
delicate
a very
metal
broken situation.
Tools certainly help.
I see.
This is the worst series of coded messages I've ever heard.
And you're aware?
Oh, I tell her the address. Yeah,
I
yes.
I say, I didn't drive here.
No, we know the address. So I relay the address to him and he relays it to her. And then I say, but we need to get back to work. Please.
Yes. On this beautiful orrery.
Worst coded messages ever. They're not even coded anymore.
You've never seen anything like it. Certainly not last night.
Seriously, I'm right here. What do you think you're doing?
What do you think you're doing?
Can we talk about this?
It's not like you're being subtle either, mister.
No, I do not need subtlety.
Yeah, what's with the ghosts?
What?
What?
Pardon?
What?
What's with the ghosts?
They are my ghosts.
Yeah, what's with the ghosts?
Isn't that a question for the ages? What?
Huh?
Shut up, Will.
I love this. Ava is still on the line.
Yes.
Close the phone, Will.
No.
My ghosts are not the issue here.
No, the Fine. Ghosts are the issue here. I want to know
okay,
what's going
Ava,
on.
Okay, Ava, I'm going to hang up now. Oh my god, please.
I'll help you as soon as I know what's going on. And it sounds like you need somebody like me to actually build this.
Yes, somebody like you.
Somebody
not
like
necessarily
me.
You.
Well, you who else do you have right now?
Are you going to fix it, or is this going to get difficult?
I'm going to fix it, but I want to know what I'm fixing. And besides, no matter what happens, it's going to take time.
It is an orrery. So
I know what an orrery is.
Are you going to perform voodoo magic on the planets?
I don't think he's going... Oh my god!
Fucking
no.
Voodoo?
I'm sorry, was that racist?
Motherfucking yes, voodoo magic?
I don't...
Yes, that was racist.
I'm sorry.
Fuck you.
No, I just want
Are you
to
going
know what
to have cheese
for.
On you because you were a goddamn cracker?
Maybe I like yes. cheese.
Actually, that was a good one.
Voodoo.
His words, not mine. But I'm going to need to know what this is. The problem is that I was able to build it with the schematics and specifications when I had it, but I still don't know what this thing is. You have to understand, my talents only work particularly well when I actually know what the thing that I'm building is, especially if I know what the final result is. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to do anything with it.
Well, now it is all difficult and we have to move.
Well, we don't have to move anything. It's right here.
You just called in reinforcements.
Yeah. He's not wrong. He's not.
Will?
What?
Did you buy a gun?
No.
He reaches into his coat and pulls out his handgun. Oh, like this one?
No, very unlike that.
On.
Or maybe that like
exactly
the one
the sort
that
of gun I did not buy.
This is going to be very simple. We're going to move all the shit to the truck. You're going to fix it, or I am going to shoot your friend. If you don't fix it after that, I am going to shoot you.
Kevin, aren't you glad you came?
Yeah, I'm so glad. I'm getting paid what for this now?
I was
not, right?
Well, what? We are prepared to offer $50,000 for the repair. Can you do it without him?
I cannot do it without him, but
I wasn't talking to you.
What? Wait, are you talking to me?
Yes. I need one of you to fix this thing.
From the looks of it, it doesn't have any electric moving parts, so...
You're useless.
No, not useless. I have many useful skills.
I need him to help me shape the metal.
Oh, yeah.
You can soften it so I can shape it. Look at it. It's bent all over.
I can do somewhere between softening, arc furnace.
Yes,
you know.
That's actually what he can do. He can help me by actually channeling the current through the metal and heating it up in order to make it more malleable.
Pack it the fuck up and get in the truck.
Very well. All right, so I think it's time for us to actually think about this one, because...
now it's time.
No. You guys have decided to think.
What's this?
No, let's get out of character here for a moment, because the moment Will closed the phone, I'm going to assume Ava did something.
Called Comstock.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wanted to keep updated, and he is sort of the guy you go to when you need a mission.
Well, I'll tell you that after that conversation ended, you had about 3 minutes of us stalling.
Okay, you can stall further by breaking the truck, by touching it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking I'm going to do. But I'm going to stall on my end. I need to know what you're going to be doing on your end.
Except your character doesn't know.
I don't know, but I just want to make sure that you're actually going to be doing something.
I'm going to call Comstock.
Right, okay, cool. Great. So, that's good. While I think of a plan, I need you to roleplay that section of the game. That's what I'm trying to say here.
I was about to go do that when you interrupted.
Holy shit, I have no idea what I'm going to be doing.
Okay.
Just kind of walk into the trap.
No, I didn't walk into the trap. I knew it was a trap.
Yes, so you walked into it with one other person.
You, in fact, waited for them to finish setting up the trap. Like, oh, you guys got here early. Can you give us a little bit to set up this trap?
I smiled the entire time.
Okay, Ava, they hang up on you.
I'm gonna call Comstock.
Remember the pathetic please help that came through the phone at the very end.
Yeah.
Hi, Comstock. New development. Apparently, Alan just walked into a trap. Remember that thing he sold to Arthur at the club opening?
Yeah, the thing that they were talking way too loud about.
Yeah, that thing.
Big solar system thing? Looked like a rich kid's science fair project?
Yep, that thing. Apparently it's used for nefarious purposes. And
yeah, say it like that. That lends credibility.
Oh, God, Alice, congratulations. You're finally inducted.
What's the sarcasm club?
Oh. Population everyone?
Okay.
The horrifying cynic club.
Let's move past that and get to the point.
Okay. But yes, apparently it's used for nefarious purposes, and those people now have them at this address, and...
Wait, those people? Help.
Who ever want to make whatever this thing is that's used for nefarious purposes?
It's going to be used to block out the sun!
Block out the sun. Oh yes. Yeah, Zeke had a vision.
Okay, lots of things to explain.
Okay. Unknown people want this rich kid science fair project to blot out the sun, and they've got Alan locked up at some place in Augusta.
Don't forget Will.
Oh, right. Well,
nobody cares about Will.
Too.
Lovable Will.
Nobody cares about Will.
Okay, they've got Alan
locked up. Yeah, they very obviously... What?
He's just laughing that... He's just, okay, Alan. You know, who the fuck cares about Will?
Will cares.
They very obviously called me for help, so they're probably not going to be there very long.
Okay. On short notice, I can get Sandra and myself there, but it'll probably be 15 to 20 minutes.
Well, I'm in her car. Whee!
Oh, yeah. And, all right, Kyle, can you start heading to this place?
I already did that.
Oh, thanks.
Because he's not retarded.
Repeat the address, and he just immediately GPSed it in. Because Kyle's a badass.
No, he's just not a dumbass.
So, we have a plan for this suicide mission, or?
I can blind some of them, maybe.
Some of how many?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question. Who are these people? Are they vampires? Because you said they were vampires. If so, it's very
they
dangerous.
Might be vampires. How do you fight vampires? To Comstock.
Garlic, crosses, and steaks? Maybe.
Have a good steak.
Okay.
Comstock doesn't strike me as someone who's very smart.
Fuck.
What do I know about
vampires? Decapitation seems to work well enough on everything else.
Can I do a roll to know stuff about vampires, like occult and...
You can make me an intelligence occult -3 to know actual not bullshit stuff.
It's worth a shot. I'm rolling four dice.
Hey, I'm rolling four dice too. Isn't
okay,
that great?
I suppose I'd only be rolling one die for that.
Oh.
All right, because
I'm actually rolling four dice.
Well, because it's a -3.
Mm. I'm still rolling
four eight.
Dice. Yes!
Oh, yay! Sorry.
Thank Jesus, Clarissa comes through.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that, audience. I didn't mean to blow your ears out.
From what you've heard from your creepy late-night job and people talking, you know, stake to the heart seems to lock them up, paralyze them. Bullets fucking suck because the way bullets kill people is, you know, organ damage.
Yeah, ripping up organs.
Yeah, undead. But hacking seems to work as well as it does on anybody.
I relay this to them.
Just be like, cut them off! Cut them the fuck
Stake
off!
Stake in the heart paralyzes them, hack them into little bits.
Can do.
Bullet their shit against them.
Luckily, that's Sandra's specialty.
Apparently Clarissa knows some shit.
We'll get there as quick as we can.
Alright, we'll try to hold them off as long as we can.
Okay.
So, back at the ranch.
Yeah, you guys are being corralled to the loading dock where there's a truck.
I try and stall as much as I can, but there's a truck there. I have an idea.
Okay, the guns have come out at this point, and you are being ushered.
Okay. We'll move. The moment I step onto the truck, like, the moment I'm actually touching it, what do you call it? I'm going to use Touch the Workman's Wrath.
That thing that I do.
Yeah, the thing that Alice does.
Okay.
It's a good thing I have one level of larceny, because otherwise this would suck. And I'm going to use my last audience willpower on this one. And let's see. The catch for it is the owner of the device either stole or attempted to steal something of value from the changeling or attempted to cheat the changeling in a business deal.
They have attempted to cheat you, yes.
Okay. So I don't need to worry about glamour on this one. I'm going to seriously damage their truck. Like, I'm just going to the moment I step onto the back of the truck with my hands up, it's going to get damage, or hopefully get damage, depending on what happens to my when I roll.
Okay.
And I'm rolling 6d10, and I'm praying. And I am getting 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 10. Okay. Oh, okay, it did not roll when I clicked the button. That is... Wow, that sucks. Mm-hmm. That is that one success.
Oh. Well, you break it.
Successes in this are measured in time it would take to repair in minutes. Well, it's minutes per check, so it depends if they're successful. Walter, you're driving. He shuts up the back of the truck. He and the...
Oh, actually, I'm sorry. I have a modifier on this one. I can touch the device for more than a minute. That's one of the suggested modifiers, if I can touch it for a long time.
Yes, plus two.
Do you mind if I roll an extra two dice?
Roll your two dice.
Okay, sorry. It's just this is kind of important.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Fuck!
None.
Zero successes. Shit!
Okay. Just the one.
Okay, so I can't use my catch twice in a row, but I'm going to continue trying to like, every time they fix the truck, I'm going to continue spending my glamour to break it.
Okay.
I will waste all my glamour for this one.
The door to the back of the truck, and he lights up a lantern back there, an electric lantern, and you are in there with four guys with guns, plus crawfish. Walter, as directed, it goes to the front of the truck and tries to start it up, and it won't turn over. Oh. One of you is fucking with me, huh?
Not me.
What the fuck? Ow! It's not my fault you have a shitty piece of shit truck here.
Not you. I think the mechanics expert, huh?
What? No, I'm an electrics expert.
Me too.
I don't
He didn't touch it! You had a gun pressed against him the entire time!
Believe me, you'd know if I was doing stuff. It's not subtle.
He licks his fingertips and touches the bottom of the truck. And he kind of half closes his eyes like he's feeling it and starts massaging the bottom of the truck.
Uh-oh. I think he needs to get a room with this truck.
Turns out I have some tricks too. Good enough tricks to blow up your friends.
What?
Oh, you don't know the little barn incident?
No, I'm uninformed. I don't keep myself abreast of politics of crazy people.
Oh, that.
What?
Yeah, there was a thing. I wasn't there.
I wasn't there either.
No, they killed, no idea they killed what this people guy are talking Eddie. About.
Okay, yeah, he sort of caresses the bottom of the truck with one hand for a minute and calls out, "Okay, try it now." He turns the key and the truck starts right up.
And I'm going to do the thing again.
Okay.
I just want to let you know, I'm not moving throughout this entire thing. Like, I'm slumped against the wall, my arms are crossed, and, yep. Like, I'm not moving.
Yep.
Okay.
Sulking.
Next time you should ask them if they put gas in it.
Mm-hmm. And I've been touching it for a while, so I'm going to use 5d10. Ooh, I rolled well that time. 9, 10, and 10.
Okay.
But I did not get an extra success, so I have 3 successes now.
Crawfish points his gun at Will's kneecap.
Ah,
bye, Will's kneecap.
What did I do?
I didn't want it to be this way.
He yeah,
has
to
just
what,
keep making
what
me
doing?
Angry.
Okay. Do I really need to tell you what's going on right now?
Yes, please do, because I'm confused. I do electricity.
Let me tell you, I know when he's messing with me. He broke into my apartment the other night.
Is there a point to this?
That he's not doing anything right now.
Then you
again,
are.
You know.
I don't know, am I? Look at me, my hands are right here.
You are cruising for a gut shot.
What?
He just has one of those faces you just want to shoot.
One of you is fucking with me. I'm just going to shoot one of you.
What makes you think that that's happening?
Because my truck worked a minute ago.
It worked a minute ago. Did it work an hour ago?
Fuck it. I will flip a coin. Call it in the air.
How many people are in this truck with us?
5.
Oh, okay.
4 of these guards.
So here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
And I'm going to hope that Will follows suit. One of the contracts of stone is Ogre's Rending Grasp. I am going to smash through the side of the truck.
Okay.
Using Ogre's Rending Grasp, which is a 2-dot contract of stone.
Yep, I'm looking at it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Crawfish is fishing in his pocket for a coin.
Okay. Well, I'm attempting to remove a barrier, such as a door or a wall.
Yes,
you
are.
So Will and I can escape. So I'd like to abuse that catch, if you don't mind.
It's perfectly legit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it is strength plus weird. And I actually don't know what the durability of the side of a car is. But I'm going to do it without taking time to think about it. So I hope that that gives me a plus one, like it says in the book.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna fucking pray. And
let me look up the durability of this car. Please get some sort of idea.
Okay.
Because I don't even know the scales of the durabilities in this game, because...
Well, first let me tell me what I need to get.
That's what I'm going for.
Isn't that dependent on durability?
Yeah.
It is.
Durability, here we go, 135.
I need to get to my car, because that is where my bulletproof vest is currently stored.
Steel.
Why did you just wear it under your shirt?
Yeah, you'd think that I would have thought of that.
Three. It's a durability three. Okay. Three.
So I got a 10 again, and one success, so I need to roll one more die and hope that it... Oh, God. That's a d20. I'm pulling out the actual dice for this one.
We can kind of hear it.
Oh, it's a 10!
Nice. Wait, that's what a double zero on a 10-sided dice is, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's actually like
yes.
100.
Okay, four successes.
Yeah, you just rip through the fucking side of this truck.
Will, run!
Burst out, and at this point, initiative is happening. You successfully tear through and basically burst out to the other side.
Just rip the wall to pieces. Will, run!
Yeah, once I get the initiative to do so.
Well, I hope
so
you have
initiative.
So you're
just going to be shot dead, Will.
You're fucking dead.
Your turn.
Especially since you guys have pretty much admitted that he's not really necessary to the repair job.
This is terrible.
You really should have said, yeah, I'm super necessary.
I'm so necessary.
I am like all of the necessary.
Yeah, pull a Walter White. Really convince him you need Jesse all the time.
All the time.
I just got to that point in the series.
That's constantly.
Yeah.
Wait, it's beyond just the third season? Oh, I'm Jesus tonight. I rolled a 10.
I rolled well.
So long, Kevin.
No, I rolled well.
What did you roll?
I rolled an 8, so my initiative is 14.
Oh, good.
Watch his initiative be like 30.
No, I rolled a 10.
He's like, bitches, you couldn't possibly.
I rolled a 10, so my initiative is 14.
Ah.
My dexterity and composure are both 2.
Ah. My composure is 4.
Yeah, my dex and composure are both 2.
Six. Also, I'm really good at sprinting.
Oh, yeah, you have that thing.
Up.
Four. Let me find Crawfish's sheet.
Too many sheets.
Yeah, true story.
Mm.
Hey, kitty.
All right.
What a lovely loaf you are, kitty.
Oh, well, what do you think of the one?
Hmm?
What do you think of the one?
Oh, all right. I didn't really try it yet.
Oh, okay, whatever. It's the red expression.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's a good run-of-the-mill wine. Oh, shit. We're so fucked, by the way, Kevin.
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
Like I said, you walked into this trap pretty knowingly.
Well, my, I was hoping that you weren't gonna fuck up the phone call, but you apparently did.
The phone call.
You guys
not going to work.
You guys both got 14, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So Alan bursts out into the open air. Corfus drops his coin. It's rolling on the ground. You don't have time to see what it lands on as he levels his cult 45 at will.
Then does nothing. He feels bad.
He's in extremely close quarters, which means you have defense.
You have your defense score.
Okay, cool.
What is your defense score?
Would you believe it's 2?
I would believe that.
Seriously?
How about, would you believe it's 12?
I wouldn't believe that.
8?
No.
What's the limit to your belief?
Now it's 2. It might go down to 1 if you keep pushing it.
If you have glamour despair.
I'm good with 2.
Kevin, I'm sorry.
So the good news is he squeezes off a shot and it only clips you. Oh, clips
bad
you in
news
the side.
Is it clips your heart.
Yes. For 2 lethal damage.
Oh, that's not so bad. That could be worse.
Yeah, that could be worse. You're right.
Fucking bastard!
Why is he shooting at me? I didn't do it.
Quickly do voodoo on him.
How is this for voodoo?
That's the worst voodoo I've seen. What witch doctor uses a gun?
It wasn't him, it was me, you piece of shit!
Alan, it's your turn.
Come, Will, to my car, and I'm gonna just run.
Son of a bitch.
This is like when I was young.
Okay.
Crazy old man.
Yeah, I'm going to say if you devote your full action to getting to the car, you can get there in this round.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to devote my entire action to getting to the car.
While cackling madly.
Yes. Well, the truck has already been disabled, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's disabled, and they'll have to actually repair it for 3 full turns.
What if they put a bomb in your car?
I don't think they would put a bomb in my car.
Oh, I do.
They had time to prepare.
I hope Will is yelling that. What if they put a bomb in your car?
And then fucking Crawfish is like, damn. Why did I not think of that?
I mean, I did. I totally did. Don't test it.
But it only goes off if they go under, like, a certain mile per hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was called the shitty Volvo that couldn't slow down.
Yes.
Well, you got clipped. Alan is sprinting away towards his car. There's a big gaping hole in the side of this truck.
Well, I might as well do some sprinting myself.
Where are you sprinting?
Will to my car!
But then we're the same target. They're going to get there before you start that thing.
Oh, you don't have the glamour to... Wait a second, I thought you had a full stock of glamour for...
No, it wasn't full, it was merely a bunch.
Didn't we all refill our glamour after you...
We didn't refill it completely, we got a roll for it.
No, Nick said that
Nick
we had enough time.
Nick actually gave us the
gun. He gave us all refills.
Oh, really?
Yes, before have he... the abil-
the club party, everyone got refilled.
You have the ability to zip zap away.
Okay, I have tons of glamour, actually.
Yeah, you have.
I'm tempted to say no because you don't pay attention.
Even I knew we got a refill on the glamour.
Okay. In this case, I'm going to sprint around a corner with half my action and then do my best to become the Primal Foundation.
You may want to you put a willpower into this one.
Yes, I know.
Okay. Yeah.
Here's my problem. I don't have the weird to do that in a turn.
What?
Oh, right.
It costs 4 glamour. My weird is 3.
Nope.
Forget about that rule.
Yeah, you jump out.
I can spend 2 glamour at a thing.
Yeah, you can only pump 2 glamour per turn. Yourself. I can pump 3.
That's usually not a big factor, but in this case... So you start sprinting. It takes your full turn to reach the corner of the building, because you can only get out one side of the truck. But you can start pumping your glamour. So basically you're running and you're starting to spark up like the Flash.
Okay, cool.
Meanwhile, you guys are going to get shot at a bunch. I will say 2 shots for each of you.
Oh, yay!
Wait, 5. So.
Wait, 5? Well, no, there's one dude in the cockpit. He would have to actually draw his weapon, wouldn't he? Because he was trying to drive.
Yeah.
I think drawing the weapon is not a huge deal.
Is there any way I can roll my athletic sprinting to make things better?
Yes.
Because I would love to roll my athletic sprinting.
Roll your athletic sprinting. Make it -2 to round the corner this turn.
Okay. Do I add anything to that? Or just... I guess... Because that... I just have a specialty in sprinting with the athletic skill.
Yeah, so your specialty adds a die because you're sprinting.
Okay.
Oh, well, delightful.
I'm going to use a willpower on getting around that. I have the will. Yeah, McKinley.
I'm out of will.
Yeah, I know. He ran in the opposite direction.
That was not very funny.
It was. 2 successes.
Okay, yeah. You round the corner and power behind it. And now there's only 1 target.
Wait, I thought I used my entire move action to get out of there, and I also was outside the truck to begin with.
Yeah, you ran to your car.
Right.
They can still in vision of their car.
Yes. They lean out the gaping hole you put in their truck.
Okay. Well, that's unfortunate.
You could hope the car gives you enough cover.
I could hope the car gives me enough cover. Can I take an athletics test to dive behind my car?
Yes.
Dexterity athletics, -3.
Yeah, I'll give... Yes. Dex athletics, -3. Sounds fair.
Yay, this sucks. 1d10!
Cool.
Nope.
No? Okay. You try to Dukes of Hazzard across the roof.
I'm just like, nope. Oh, God.
And you're just stuck on the middle of the roof.
Right. And then you get shot for 3 lethal damage.
Oh, that's not too bad.
That's the first shot.
Ow.
Is it out of the 5?
No, it's out of the 4.
Hey, that guy missed. Yeah, they start piling out of the truck, taking shots at you. That's just a 1. 1 lethal damage.
Still fine.
And another two.
Okay, we're now at full. Huh. One aggravated damage.
Hmm. Wait, does that mean you have to roll for consciousness?
Yes, it does.
Oof.
Bye, Tom! Again.
Don't worry, I might shock some people to death.
What's the consciousness roll again?
It's straight stamina with your wound penalty.
I don't have a wound penalty.
But you you don't.
He's got his merits, so he doesn't take wound penalties.
I do have a minus one wound penalty.
Okay.
So yeah. Luckily, that was a success. So I'm still on my feet, although I'm bleeding profusely.
Yes. Crawfish yells out, "Capture this statue! I'll get the other one."
What? The statue? How do you know I'm a statue? You don't know I'm a statue.
Well, he knows apparently he knows you're a statue.
And he hops off the truck and he starts running. And on his turn, manages to skid around the corner at will, who is concentrating his damnedest to become the primordial essence or whatever the fuck. So Crawfish skids around the corner and levels his gun at your face. And it's Alan's turn.
Getting in my car, driving away.
Okay. I would like you to make a... make me a dex driving roll.
I'm going to spend a glamour to get 9 again on any dex-based rolls for a scene.
Okay.
And then I'm going to roll my 2 dice and pray. And then I got a 9 again! Oh, thank God! And I got a 10! And I got an 8! 3 successes! Holy shit!
Yeah. Oh, thank God for being a wizened!
You pull out Tokyo Drift this shit through their parking lot.
I have a 5-cylinder Volvo station wagon.
Kick it off to high gear and start pulling out. Past you, you see Kyle looking at you from the front of a luxury car as you're driving away, bleeding everywhere. As he's pulling
bleeding
into the parking
lot. Bleeding off into the sunset.
Yes.
I don't think we want to be here anymore.
Will, you've got an angry ghost monster in your face with a gun.
You have one chance. Put your willpower into
it. I'm going to put willpower. I actually have a lot of willpower.
Good.
Is it because your will?
I think it's actually mostly because of my composure. Okay. So, yep, I'm going to do this.
Are you, though?
Yes.
So lucky.
Yep. Okay, that is 4 fucking successes.
Okay.
Because I rolled 9 dice and I got a 10.
You become the primordial foundation. You turn into a lightning guy.
Excellent.
Holy shit.
What are you doing as a lightning guy?
I think it would be fun. You know, if I were to
zip zap into the nearest electrical telephone pole,
I could do that, or I could zip zap into this guy's heart.
If he has one.
Can you do that?
I know that. He can brawl as.
Yeah. And it hurts him when I do that.
Why okay.
does electricity always do fucking bashing damage?
Because
fire does lethal and electricity does bashing. That's like the opposite of what's actually fucking true.
Not really. So it actually
because electricity doesn't stop hearts.
It takes a surprising amount of power to like it takes a surprising amount of voltage to actually like current to actually stop someone's heart.
It also takes a lot of fire to kill someone.
It's not current. It's voltage. It's only voltage that stops people's heart. It doesn't take a lot of current.
I know it's 100 milliamps. You're right, but gosh, what is it to...
Like a relatively small amount of electricity at a high voltage can stop a heart.
Oh, that's right. I keep thinking it's low voltage at a high current, and I'm
no,
wrong.
No, that's what melts skin.
Yes, that's the opposite. Yeah, that's See, fine.
That's how you fry people.
Yes.
Okay, are you attacking?
Well... Shooting me in this form doesn't do anything, right?
No.
No, you're incorporeal.
I think you just move faster. Because
yeah.
you are now electricity.
Okay. Or did I spend my entire action doing...
Yeah, you spent your action doing that. He shoots you. It goes okay. right through you. Fucking voodoo magic!
Pretty sure you saw this coming.
But yeah, that's what he spent his turn doing.
Cursing your voodoo magic.
Yeah.
Curse your blah blah blah.
Okay.
Kyle pulls into the parking lot. You can see a group of armed men scrambling back towards a truck that looks like it's erupted from the inside. He looks back to you for guidance.
I think we should get out of there, since, you know, that was Alan, right? That was
yeah. Alan, yes. You know my car when you see
yeah.
it.
What about Will?
Yeah, I don't think
Where
Will
is he? Do I see him?
Make a wits composure.
Right. Can I also do this, since
you,
I'm in the car?
You may.
Well?
Oh, right,
so
sir.
Composure mm-hmm. and wits.
Minus one.
Oh, there's a 10. There's a 9. So 2 successes on me.
And that's a 10, so 1 success.
Okay. Yeah, you guys can see basically a crackling of light that's familiar to you. It's around the corner, but you recognize it as basically sparking electricity.
It's
Do
real.
I see crawfish?
Yay. No, you can't actually see around the corner. You just see the
oh, okay.
familiar
I
lighting.
Still see the familiar glow and sparks every so often.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like Will would have like a signature electricity or something. Like his electricity is green for no reason.
Ew, no, that's not cool.
Purple. What with you?
I actually figured it was blue. Like every time I think of Will's electricity, I think it's blue.
Pretty sure it's lightning colored.
So. White blue. And blue.
Yes, white and blue.
Will, what are you doing?
I don't think
well,
these guys are vampires.
Since
you're invincible
here,
you should kill all of them.
I might as well call the entire, as much of the power grid to me as I can.
Okay.
You know, to tell them, you're gonna fucking regret this. So yeah, I'm calling the elements to me.
Are you trying to intimidate them with it?
No, I'm trying to kill them with it.
Oh, should I roll an initiative?
Oh, yeah, should I too?
I'm going to drop you guys in at the bottom.
Okay. Should we roll an initiative to see who goes first at the bottom?
Does it matter that much?
Yes, it matters.
Jesus
I don't care.
Christ.
Ava and Kyle go first because they're combat ready. Clarissa goes second because she's scared.
Hey, I can blind the shit out of people.
Scared.
Well, I rolled a thing and I got 14.
You're all killing me. Okay, yeah, roll your calling the elements.
Well, see, that's a thing that also takes 2 turns. Because my weird is 3 and it takes 4 glamour. So he's got
4 glamour to call the elements?
Shit's expensive.
Elements? Elementals have got it shit. All my powers take like 1 or 2 glamour.
Yeah,
except
same. Well,
for
that's
one.
Why you try to make the catch.
Yeah, well, the catch is I'm doing it to impress.
Well, if you're doing it just to intimidate them.
That's why I was going to say. Yeah, that's why I was said that.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Okay.
Not even armor of the elements fury? You can't? Well, no, never mind.
That I could do really easily, but it's not really necessary at this point.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's not nearly as effective as calling and controlling.
Yeah. Good gravy, you are powerful. I keep forgetting how absurdly powerful you are.
Yeah, it just takes a bit. And a lot of fucking glamour.
It takes, like, all of his glamour.
Mm. Yeah.
So, yeah,
know.
I'm gonna...
I think me blinding people is pretty fucking powerful, too.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm gonna start doing that.
With electricity starts flowing out of the floodlights towards you.
Come to me, electricity!
Yep. I'm gonna be inspecting. Okay,
he
I guess that's my turn.
He sneers at you. Do you know what you do to electricity? He reaches down and he slams his palm into the earth. And the pavement starts to crack and tremble underneath you. And you can feel like the ground is trying to pull you in. You ground it.
God, is he like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mr. Freeze?
Oh yes. My god.
He's somewhere between Arnold Schwarzenegger and Makembe Mutombo.
Ice to meet you.
Oh, I hated that movie so much.
I think everyone hated that movie.
The nostalgia critic hates it the most.
It's terrible.
Wait, Jingle All the Way?
No!
Yes. Clarissa and Ava, fight over who goes first.
Oh, card!
Right now, I don't really care.
Okay, Clarissa.
Okay, I will blind one of the dudes that
okay.
I can see.
Just one of the dudes trying to get into this truck?
Sure.
Okay.
Not on my thing, that's bad. So it is intelligence plus weird versus resolve plus weird. Intelligence. Let's see this. 1, 2, 3, 4 successes.
Yeah, you shroud his eyes in darkness as he's running towards this truck, and he just runs straight into the side of it.
Yes!
I helped.
At this point, the others have taken notice of you. Like, who the fuck are these people in the car?
I hide under the car.
Ava?
Can I check Kyle to drive out to where Will's glowing?
On it. And he drives the relatively short distance around the corner where you can see basically a humanoid electric elemental drawing forth current. Huh, this is interesting. Does he drain your car battery?
Does he?
Oh no, cars don't work that way. The thing about car batteries is that they're constantly being recharged by the gas that's expended by the engine, so they
well,
he can certainly draw
still running.
He can well the other problem with car batteries is that they're actually only a small part of the engine. They're used for initial ignition and they're not generally used to keep the car running.
And I don't think I have an electric car.
Yeah. The gasoline is what's used to keep the engine running.
Okay, fair enough.
Yes.
Yes.
He might be, yeah. He'll be able to draw, yeah, he'll be able to draw a small amount of power from it, like, from, like, the
or I could drain the alternator.
Yeah.
It pumps it out.
Kevin,
I guess you could say
one D10. Let me know if you get a 1.
Okay. No, it was a 4.
Okay. Yeah, you round the corner and you see this primordial elemental drawing forth all power from him, and you see only the back, but it's a rather distinctive figure of Crawfish in his Confederate general's hat.
What else is around this alleyway place?
Probably a dumpster.
An entire automobile made of metal?
Well, I'm not bringing my car.
It would probably be like a dumpster.
I imagine. That's an alleyways.
Yeah, there's a dumpster.
I gotta catch him again.
Wait, didn't we catch Crawfish?
Yeah, you did.
That's why I'm now very mad.
Because apparently catching him was not good enough.
You sure caught him and handed him over to Sierra.
Indeed. Mm. Now I have proof, sort of.
Yeah, we do have proof that she must be in on it.
Yes, I would like to see if I could catch him.
Okay. Again. How are you doing?
He's just going to be like, why is this happening? It's like, why is this happening again?
If there is a dumpster,
he's Transylvanian now.
No, why is
this happening to me?
I was trying to imitate whatever the fuck accent you were using, but I couldn't do it.
Give him it seems like it was Creole accent.
It does seem like it was Creole.
Dave. More genuine Australian accent than Dave's character.
Yeah.
Whatever his name was again.
Yeah, he's Australian.
Ixton
Vashulik. Makes you feel better.
Ixton Vashulik, that's it.
Yeah. It makes you feel better. I keep slipping out of Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah. Should be hard.
Mm-hmm.
Try DMing when everybody's got a goddamn accent.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
I would like to try to do the metal bending thing again if there isn't a dumpster. Is the place dominated by element?
No.
Okay. So
it's certainly dominated by electricity right now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So if that's your element, then I've got good news.
It's not. Okay, spent my glamour, gonna also spend willpower, and, okay, so, manipulation, weird, ooh, I got some tens, okay, I got 3 successes.
Okay, yeah, you pull over a dumpster and it starts to encase him. You manage to wrap it around his arms and legs, like pulling on him, but he's not fully locked down from that. But it's definitely going to hinder anything he tries to do.
Okay.
He actually looks back at you. Is this the point that I give up? You going to give me mercy?
Oh, are you talking to me? Because I thought you were trying to ground me.
No, he's talking to Ava, I'm pretty sure.
The girl who captured me last time.
Why would I give you mercy now?
She's not the one you're at the mercy of.
We should keep him alive to question him, though.
He's pulling against your metal, trying to bring the gun up to his own head.
Okay.
Well. He's trying to make it so he can't question him.
Will?
I guess I'll finish calling the element.
Okay.
I'm spending a willpower on this, so I once again... shit ton of dice. Okay, another 4 successes. So I've got probably quite a bit.
4 successes. It's an average jacuzzi's worth of water.
What is that in electricity?
20 square yards of electric... Jesus.
Yeah.
You could probably conceivably ask to paralyze his arm.
Here's what I am going to do. Let me find...
Disrupt the neural impulses to his arm.
And his heart, and his lungs, and then also his turn arm. Into ash.
Well, we want to be able to talk to him.
Ooh, I'm sorry. I think you forgot my vice.
Wrath?
All right, Wrath.
Oh, you're angry, aren't you? You're going to kill a man in cold blood.
Well, someone shot at me.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Tried to ground me even though he's not my mom.
I am going to say... I need a skill roll. Fuck. I guess... Okay, you got your 4 successes on calling it.
Yep.
I want you to, on top of that, roll me 8 more dice. You're going to do that straight up 4 as damage, and anything you get on the 8 as well.
Okay.
Try the 8. Wow, that's... Huh. That's interesting.
Okay, so that's only an additional 2, because I rolled shitty on those 8.
Okay. Yeah, you start coursing electricity through him. And you can basically keep sustaining that.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
This is cathartic.
Ava, he is getting zapped. Like, some of this metal is going molten around him, and you can see it burning away his flesh where it's binding him. And it smells awful here now. He is not screaming. You don't know if it's because he's paralyzed from the electricity or what. His face is just a look of silent horror.
I am just going to stare into his eyes angrily.
I'm going to try to pull him away, I suppose. Or
that
something.
Might involve electrocution.
Yeah, it might, because metal is an excellent conductor.
Yeah, yeah, how are you
pulling? Not by hand.
Like, Jesus Christ, no.
She's going to bend the iron in his blood.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm going
to
say...
Magneto in that movie.
You got 3 successes in controlling the element compared to Will's 4. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say you won't be able to out-pull him from this electrical strike. If Will wants to turn him into a smoldering pile.
Oh, I would love to.
Okay.
It would be my fucking pleasure.
Ava is trying to drag him away, but pretty much this metal is melting as fast as she can shape it. And just bury down on him. He bursts into flames. Just... black smoke is coming out of him. His clothes burn.
So should I make my composure roll?
Witnessing this kind of shit?
Witnessing this?
Yeah, there's going to be a clarity roll momentarily.
Well, hold on. Save the clarity roll for after I kill the other 5.
Yeah. The stop sign that he apparently wears under his coat is melting into his flesh.
Ha, that's where he puts it. Now we know. Knowing is half the battle. The other half is melting it into his flesh.
He is a charred nothing. He is Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru.
Good. Excellent. I'm satisfied with that. Now to turn the corner at 3 times walking speed.
Yeah. You just glide along.
One of those dudes is blind.
Yeah. In fact, they are trying to help up the blind dude back
up. Smashed in the car.
Back up into the truck that doesn't work.
I would like to do as much electrocuting as I can.
Okay. They're getting into the truck. Are you going for each of them individually or the truck?
Ooh, if I can get the entire truck. Like, you know, 5-for-1 deal.
Oh my god.
It's way faster this way. Or if I can just arc it between
Let's
them.
Hope Kevin loses some clarity to this.
He's committing mass murder.
Yeah.
Oh, also, do I regain a willpower for this?
Yes. Yes, you do.
Good. I'm going to start crying.
Okay, you just start crying.
Do I regain my willpower for withstanding 4 fucking gunshots?
Yes. Ava, Clarice has just broken down crying. Kyle seems to just back off, hands up, like, this doesn't involve me.
I'm facepalming at this point.
Okay. So,
because Will has become everything you didn't want a changeling to become.
Will, you roll in and just continuing the Star Wars theme, Emperor Palpatine this truck, which starts coursing with electricity, causing the people inside to convulse right up into the point that you ignite the gas tank and send the whole thing up in a fireball.
What is left of crawfish?
Charred husk?
Yeah.
Anything identifiable?
His hat is leather, mostly, so some of that remains. His shark teeth.
I'm gonna take a picture of his corpse and gather up his stuff as evidence. And then call Comstock.
Yeah. Can you say Will's gone nuts?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Call Comstock. We're 2 minutes out. I see smoke.
Yeah, turns out.
And my crying is heard in the background.
Turns out Will's on a rampage and killing all the guys.
I think he killed them all already.
Are they bad guys?
Yes, but...
Yeah, but...
I'm good. Perfect.
Comstock's on board.
Well, there's just a fire where this truck used to be.
Excellent. Okay, one last thing. I want to fry their entire electrical system.
Easily done.
Ah... Well, that's cathartic.
There's some fires in the building when you so.
Hope we didn't need anything on those computers. Whatever. Okay, I'm done.
Anyways, get out of here. Comstock. why don't we turn back and I'll meet you over at.
I didn't drive far. My shop is on the outskirts of town. But we were in Augusta anyway, so I basically
actually going to assume that you were headed there, so that would be the meeting place.
I have exactly 3 goblin fruits at my apartment, because everybody got 3 to begin with, apparently.
Mm-hmm. I see Alan's car.
Yep, meet you there. And we're going to drive off without Will.
I need to eat a goblin fruit.
I'm going to turn back into regular person man.
Okay. Everybody has left you. Wait, Clarissa, did you go when Ava left?
I think
she was just in the car the
okay.
whole time.
So, yes.
And I'm going to do my best to calm her down. Or try to.
Yeah.
You can understand why I started crying.
I'm going to drag my bleeding my bleeding body into my shop and try and eat one of the goblin fruits in my hollow.
I hope I didn't remind you of your keepers.
Okay.
Just to heal my 1 aggravated wound.
The lowest clarity roll is 2, so we'll roll 2 clarity dice.
Maybe I will. Damn it!
Finally?
You lose 1?
Finally lost the clarity.
No, I've lost 1 before. I'm down to 5 now.
Okay, welcome roll those 5 dice.
Oh, I'd better not get a derangement. Ah, good, a 9 and a 10. Jesus. No derangements here.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah. Yep. So, wait, Alan, were you driving to your shop, or are you just driving away and stopping?
I was driving to my shop.
Okay.
That's my... The Okay, actually, I made a presumption that everybody who created a character had three goblin fruits.
Mm. That's fair. Kind of a welcome package.
What's that? Yeah. I'm fine saying, well, he probably should have paid for them, but...
No. If I don't have any goblin fruits, I'm just going there to try and, like,
but it's,
get out of danger.
Would have been obtainable to you, then...
Yeah.
No. If I don't want to break any rules, so I'm probably
I'm
going to
give you a roll, since you run a shop of magical shit.
Yeah.
It seems legit to me that you might have some. You have one.
Okay. I'm going to eat that one fruit and use it to recover my aggravated damage.
Okay. At that point, you're still full lethal damage, right?
That's fine.
Yeah. That's you pass out and you're like... You yeah. scarf down a fruit and then just drop.
So I'm now full lethal damage. That's A-okay with me. As long as I'm not dead.
Yeah, Comstock and Sandra are getting out of her beat-up old pickup truck in the parking lot when Kyle pulls you up to another man's treasure.
And I'm guessing the door is open.
Yeah, it is. It's a jar.
Oh, there's blood all over the handle. Like,
I'm in the back room, not my hollow, just the back room, like, collapsed.
There's bullet holes in Alan's car. What the fuck is going on?
Exactly. They made a mess of themselves.
Maybe someone can come get me.
Yeah, they did make a mess of themselves. So I think we might be a little terrified of you right now.
Yeah. No.
You did kill six people.
Yeah, but they deserved it. No, it wasn't cold blood. No, that's not cold blood. It wasn't premeditated. They shot at me.
Yeah,
they held me hostage and shot at me. I could not have killed
him. Defending himself.
Yeah.
It was a hot-blooded murder.
Yes, but it's still a little terrifying.
The other five guys are more questionable, but...
There is that.
Sandra holds up a finger for you guys to wait. She creeps ahead, axe in hand, make sure it's clear. All right, you can come in. It's just Alan passed out, bleeding.
I'm coming in, like, wiping my eyes and trying to calm down.
I will probably find some tissues for you. But, yeah, do you remember that explosion and kidnapping? And I handed over two guys over to Sierra?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know about the last part, but yes.
She's our queen, so I handed her over. Turns out she probably let them go.
It's quite an allegation.
Well, we dragged them all the way to the depths of our hollow. One was encased in my metal, and he was there.
Yeah, he got electrocuted to death. I will. Just a little
slag.
While.
Slag.
Have you asked her what happened to them?
She claims that they died.
Do we know what they are? Are they changelings?
I don't think they're changelings.
They don't seem to be. Well, I think we should wait for Alan to wake up, see what happened in the place. But
let's keep this quiet for now. Try to get the whole story. And if necessary... approach the queen. Where's Will?
I think he's still rampaging back there.
That's fucking tastic. That asshole is gonna give me ulcers.
Well, he's part of your court now, isn't he?
Technically, yes.
Just doing what your court does best, bitch.
You don't seem to be killing Faye at all.
Well, no, rage. Rage is their emotion.
Okay.
It's true, it was.
Meanwhile, back at the office park, Will, there is every siren in the world coming down on you.
Hmm.
You are standing next, there is a charred smoking body around the corner, little fires going off in the building, and just a smoldering truck full of bodies next to you. So you're standing alone in this parking lot, and you can hear police, fire, ambulances, everything. You think you even hear a helicopter.
Oh, shit. Bearing okay, down.
That is where we will stop for tonight.
Okay.
The scene's over. You're a human.
Yep. No, I said I turned back into a human.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to use some more glamour. I actually have a lot of it.
Oh, yeah. You have 12, don't you?
Yes.
So what did you learn?
Well,
I learned that, like, vampires and, like, all this other shit wants to bring about, apparently, vampire glory days.
I learned that Alan seems to like causing trouble.
No. You didn't learn that.
He does. No. Alan likes to walk into traps.
Well, I'm more referring to the Hans incident and then now this.
Yep.
Yeah. Right next to each other.
That is a pattern.
Yep.
Yeah. I learned that the Geists are probably in on the Orrery plan. The Geists are in on Sierra's plot, whatever that is.
I can tell you more later.
Yeah. The ghosts are, like, Sierra has recruited ghosts. I know that ghosts are involved somehow. I don't know how yet, but I know.
Like Aragorn in Return of the King.
Yeah.
They're just gonna roll over everything.
Yeah, like, now that's actually what I'm envisioning right now. I don't know for sure what it is, but the ghosts are involved in the same way that Aragorn was able to call upon the spirits.
I shall wash over these ghosts like the lightning that came out of the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah, I don't want to say Geist. I do want to say ghosts are involved.
Actually,
though,
that's kind of what I wanted to do this time, but. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did you want?
He wanted to wash over the ghosts with his lightning power, a la the Ark of the Covenant.
Mm.
Okay. Well, you can't see ghosts, so
yeah.
Maybe you did. So,
anyways, I learned that although racism is wrong, might makes right.
Was that a hate crime because he wasn't a witch doctor?
Was he not?
I don't know. He kind of did magic.
He did.
But so did you. Were you a witch doctor?
He molested the ground in a weird way. That was odd.
Yeah, and he molested a car.
This is one thing that I really like about World of Darkness, is that this shit is all compatible with each other.
You sure are sniffing me.
See, I was hoping you were going to jump into the power grid, and then it would be you zip-zapping around in there versus his ability to manipulate technology with magic.
Oh. Oh.
But instead, you turned him into a smoldering crater.
Glad I went that route instead.
Yes. Oh, God. Nick, this campaign is intense.
Shit's getting real.
Yeah.
Yes. What the fuck?
You could all take 5 experience.
Because we actually did stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Stuff was done.
I'm going to actually buy a point in the driving skill now.
Okay.
I don't ever want that to happen again.
Things I've learned is that I need more weird.
Yeah. Recorder's going off.
Okay, bye.
Good night, everybody.